a big dog hunt. Let the big dog hunt. Hello again, everybody. Joe Stasiak in the house following Flyers hockey. I'm here until 7 o'clock tonight along with my good friend Pat Egan, Josh Rabick behind the glass, taking your calls. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. Big, big win for the Flyers today. 5-4 over Edmonton in overtime, coming back from a two-goal deficit in the third period. Seven straight wins for Le Flyer. Sixers at Sacramento tonight, 10 o'clock, following D-Liner, who follows us. And the Sixers 5-2 on that 12-game grueling stretch. They beat the Warriors the other night. Hope to keep it going tonight against Sacramento. Patrick, how are you today, my friend?
I'm good, man. What a win by the Flyers.
That's a great win.
What a huge comeback win.
That's unbelievable.
Seven in a row. You can't quite figure this team out, can you?
I can. They're 500 now.
And to think about where they were when they fired Dave Hackstall and where, how far they've come, and you're seeing the emergence of guys like Nolan Patrick and who had the game winner today. It's big, man. I mean, I guess playoffs aren't completely out of the realm of possibility now.
What do you think of Carter Hart?
He's as advertised.
As advertised.
And even when he doesn't quite make, you know, the play and he gives up a goal that you go, I don't know about that one, you can just tell that he's going to be there, where he's going to be robbing people and stealing so many games in the not-too-distant future.
Tremendous.
He's really good. And for a franchise that has struggled to find that, you know, number one goalie for so long, and they had it in Bobrovsky and they traded him away. And, I mean, he is definitely a breath of fresh air. And I'm looking forward to see what he does in the future.
Yeah, playoffs aren't out of the realm of possibility. I'd love to see them make the postseason. They still have a crack at it. There's plenty of runway left, as Jason Martinez talked about in his post-game show, and certainly it's within their grasp, would you not say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Metro is a stacked division, but it's also like that third spot you can sneak in there. And they kind of did that last year. They got boat raced by the Capitals in the playoffs, but
yep.
You look up and down the lineup though, and it's the question now is like, well, are they going to push or are they going to trade? You know, are they going to be sellers at the deadline?
That's a good question.
Is this a false, you know, smokescreen that you shouldn't buy into? I mean, personally, I would still sell.
I would too.
Because I think you need.
I would too.
You need to rebuild. I think this team has pieces that you definitely keep, like a Nolan Patrick. Obviously, mm-hmm. You're not going to give up on a 21-year-old center. But on the flip side, you can get a big piece for a guy like Wayne Simmonds. You know, if Jake Voracek, the market might be big out there. I mean, every year you see deals at the deadline happen where you go, I can't believe a team gave up a third-round pick for fill in the blank. You know, mm-hmm. It's a team's like worst defenseman. But that's what happens when desperate teams start stacking up at the deadline. I mean, hell, the Flyers did it a couple of years ago with Andrew McDonald. You know, they traded a third-round pick. It ended up being a second-round pick because it was conditional. And I don't think anybody's, you know, writing home about Andrew McDonald's ability to play hockey, but the Flyers were desperate. They needed a defenseman, so boom. You know, third-round pick, conditional. Mm-hmm. And so teams will overpay at the deadline for sure, and the Flyers have some interesting assets that I think that they should pretty much deal.
Yeah, they do, and they're moving on up in the conference. Seven straight wins for the Flyers. That's impressive, and of course the Sixers 5-2 on their road swing. We do have some breaking news we have to talk about, Patrick. We have a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to bounce around Super Bowl preview. We'll talk some Sixers, talk some Flyers if you'd like to talk some Flyers. But this report has just come out by Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, and it looks like the Eagles are expected to pick up the $20 million option on Nick Foles' contract. Your initial thoughts?
I love it. It makes the most sense. And a report came out earlier this week from a reporter in Denver saying they weren't. They were going to let him walk. And my first initial reaction was, all right, when does it end? You know, when does the coronation for Nick Foles end?
Mm-hmm.
When do we stop? You know, I was all in favor of giving him the $1 million bonus when he came within, what, one snap of missing it. I'm in favor of that. But at what point do you stop thanking him over and over again and you start looking at the future of the franchise and go, all right, what's best for the future? And letting him walk is not what's best for the future.
That's correct.
Picking up his option or franchise tagging him, which would be the next step, and then trading him, that is what's best. Because when you look at Nick Foles, what you can get for that guy is going to be huge. You know, I mean, I keep seeing on Twitter, first round pick. You know, I mean, second round pick was what was offered last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it again. So there's going to be a team. And the market, too, for quarterbacks this year, I think, is bigger than last year. So I guess the question is, though, like, would you be in favor of them trading him to a team like Washington? Because that's going to be a team that's going to be looking for a quarterback. I mean, obviously, the Eagles didn't have a problem doing it a few years ago.
Donovan.
They traded Donovan, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, now it's Donovan was a little old in the tooth. And Nick Foles, I mean, you know, there's a big Foles fan base in Philadelphia that doesn't want to see him, you know, don burgundy and gold. So, but I honestly think that they could definitely get a first round pick for him. You look at trades that quarterbacks in the NFL what they've commanded in trades. You know, Alex Smith for a second round pick and a starting cornerback, and that's Alex Smith.
Yeah,
you know, he's not a good quarterback. He's a game manager, and he commanded a second and a starting cornerback. Sam Bradford got you a first-round pick. Granted, the team was desperate, but if your job is on the line, you might be desperate to go get yourself a quarterback. And I've said this time and time again on the station, but you can sell Nick Foles to your fan base. You can sell Nick Foles to your ownership group by just simply saying he won the big game. We know he can get it done in the biggest spot. You didn't know that about Alex Smith. You didn't know that about Sam Bradford. Every GM knows it about Nick Foles. And the fact that he did it again, his value only went up.
His stock is through the roof right now. It's just through the roof with what he continues to do every time he steps on the field in a big game situation. 7-1 in must-win games. Probably deserved a little better fate in the New Orleans game. Didn't quite happen. New Orleans ended up getting their comeuppance. And big game tomorrow. I know we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Where do you not want to see Nick Foles go? I mean, listen, Pat Shurmur was his coach a while ago, and the Giants are going to have to move on from Eli, whether they go long-term or they go, you know, the next five. I mean, Nick Foles only 29, 30 years old. I mean, he's got some years left on him. And then you have the Skins. It looks like this report came out. Redskins expect Alex Smith to miss the entire season. And who knows if he's ever going to play football again. Would you care? Did you care when Donovan was traded into the division? And would you care if Nick Foles was?
I was surprised that Donovan was traded in the division. Did I care? I mean, look, I was a big Donovan fan. But I thought, all right, you know, it sucks that we have to play him twice a year. I thought he'd play better in Washington for sure than he did. But I wasn't picketing outside NovaCare Complex.
Right.
Now, with Nick Foles, in all honesty, I don't care. I mean, personally, I don't care. If the Giants come at you and they're offering, you know, a first-round pick or a future first-round pick.
Do what's best for the team.
You do what's best for the best of the team. With that said, Nick Foles would be the perfect guy, though, to trade. You know, if the New York Giants are going to draft their future quarterback, whether it be the kid from Duke, I think David Jones is his name, because Justin Herbert went back to Oregon. If they're going to draft, you know, a guy in the first round to be their future quarterback, Nick Foles would be the perfect, like, two-year, you know, and that window for the Giants is still open. I mean, they still have so much talent
Tons
on the offensive side of the ball.
Yes, sir.
Evan Ingram, Odell Beckham Jr., Russell Shepard. Oh, and that Saquon guy is pretty good, too. So when you factor all of that in, that makes sense. They just have to get rid of Eli. When you factor the Redskins, well, they have an owner who is constantly trying to win. Like him or hate him, and a lot of people hate him, and Dan Snyder, the guy is willing to go out there and make moves and try to improve his team. They don't usually work.
Somewhat impulsively.
Yeah, but he will do it. You've got the Dolphins down in Miami who have been a dumpster fire of a team, and they need a quarterback desperately. So, personally, no, I don't care. I do expect some people to care. But for me, it's, hey, whatever's best for the team, do it. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, well, this team offered me a first and a second, but they're in my division.
I agree. Take what the best move is for your team and don't worry about it. You know, don't worry about it. Miami, by the way, odds came out on where Nick Foles might end up. The favorite for him to go to Miami now, whether he wants to do that or not, I mean, it looks like the Dolphins are moving on from Ryan Tannehill. Washington is second. Jacksonville, I think, has interest in Joe Flacco, but I think Nick Foles will be a nice fit down there. They were a few plays away from going to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, dumpster fire this year, but Denver's also an opportunity for him.
I thought Denver, and if you look at Denver, too, I mean, you sell to your fan base and say, sorry, we got the wrong quarterback. You know, we got Case Keenum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get the guy who completely obliterated Case Keenum. Joe Flacco, though, you brought his name up. Who would you rather have, Foles or Flacco?
The way they've been playing recently, last year or two, I'd take Foles.
Yeah, me too.
I'd take Nick Foles.
But you have two guys who won the big game.
Yes.
Who I think still have question marks about both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Nick Foles hasn't played a full season of football, and I don't know if he ever has, to be honest with you. But say what you will about the guy, he's a leader of men for sure.
Yes, he is.
Joe Flacco was a really good teammate in Baltimore, the way he handled the Lamar Jackson situation. He's won the big game. He's played a lot more football, though, and used a lot more bullets in the chamber than Nick Foles. I feel like Nick Foles would be the fresher quarterback for sure. Flacco's 34. How old's Foles?
Foles is 29, I believe.
Yeah, okay, so he's the younger quarterback. So you figure whoever doesn't get Foles would probably go after Flacco. But, I mean, the quarterback situation, though, in the NFL is one that you can't afford to screw it up. You can't afford to take, you know, your backup plan. You can't afford to go, all right, well, we don't want to give up assets, so we'll go with the lesser quarterback.
Right, sure.
If you think Nick Foles is your quarterback, you have to go out there and get him. And Howie Roseman should be taking this time to just start up a bidding war. I mean, he should be doing what Scott Boras is trying to do with Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And call every single team, whether they have a quarterback or not, and just start up a bidding war, start leaking rumors about this team's interested, that team's interested, because it just takes, you know, two teams to be interested. We know there'll be more than two teams, probably, sure. But it's going to be fun. Man, these next 2 months before the draft are going to be really interesting to see what they get for him.
Oh, I agree. I hope they get King's ransom for him. He certainly deserves it from what he's done. Won the Super Bowl almost a year to the day. Let me ask you something, Pat. We'll get into the preview of Super Bowl 53 in a little bit, but about a little less than 30 hours left to call ourselves the champions. What did the last year of being a champion, I'm going to throw this out to the audience as well, give us a call, 610-632-0975. What did it mean to you? And what does it mean to anyone out there? Being a champion. I know you're one of the biggest Eagles fans I've ever seen, ever met, ever dealt with, ever worked with. So I know it means a ton to you. What did it mean to you this year?
I'm a different case because I had a kid because of the championship. So now granted, the backstory was we were at a Temple game and we were with a couple who just had a kid, and my wife was holding the baby and said, oh, when can we have one? And instinctively, I just said, when the Eagles win the Super Bowl. And then, well, not crap. They're a pretty good team. Yeah. So I said, I mean, when the Phillies win the World Series. Yeah. And she held me to it, so we had a kid. So for that, you know, it brought the best thing that happened in my life.
Yes.
No, but that night, man, I often think about just being on the air and how special it was for me personally just to be able to say that you know, I was the first person to say on the air that the Eagles were Super Bowl champs.
Great.
So that was special. And then going down to Broad Street and, you know, meeting up with my best friend who we met up at the 08, the World Series parade together when they won, we met up. And just being surrounded by all the Eagles fans. Yeah, there was a little bit of destruction. You kind of expect that. But generally speaking, everybody was in such a great, amazing mood
mm-hmm.
that no one cared. You know,
don't
no
care.
One. It was unbelievable, and to finally shut up the haters who you constantly hear.
That's important.
From,
that was important.
You constantly hear from, and you even get it still. You know, from people. Oh, you only won one. I don't care. You know, I can finally die happy.
Absolutely,
because I saw it. And the way they did it.
The way they did it was unbelievable.
You beat the evil empire. You beat Belichick and Brady with no caveats. I don't care that they sat
Malcolm Butler.
I don't care. That was their decision. Yep. And he was also garbage this past year for Tennessee. So I'm looking at it like you had no excuse. When the Phillies beat the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series in 08, you know, I heard from some trolls, well, they beat the Rays. I mean, does it really count they beat the Rays? When you beat the New England Patriots,
the dynasty
though,
of dynasties,
and it's not the Jacksonville Jaguars, which it could have been, mm-hmm. but it's the dynasty, it means something,
special.
And we'll always have that. It was an unbelievable run, and it was one that I truly believe is one of many to come. I don't think this is a one and done. Granted, I said the same thing about the Phillies back in the day. but you just look at this team and the core and the talent level they have and the coach they have and the leadership. I think you add all of that in. The way that they rallied around Nick Foles this year to come back. It was definitely 2018 was definitely an up and down year. It started off so amazing with the Super Bowl. We all think we're going to repeat. Carson gets rushed back. Looks like we're not going to make the playoffs. And then Nick Foles comes in and saves the day again. it was unbelievable, man.
Special.
What did it mean for you?
I mean,
you were here doing post games.
First of all, that was a great night. How fun was that? You announcing it, and I did a post game show with Zach. It was just tremendous. We were in the moment, experiencing the greatest moment in Philadelphia sports history, in my opinion. I think a lot of others would share that opinion. But it was an honor and a privilege to be on the air with you and Zach and the crew that came in after us to talk it over with the Philly folk to celebrate. I've been an Eagles fan since I was an embryo. I've been through the losses, the Mike Michelle on Christmas Eve against Atlanta in 78, losing to Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay in 79, a lot of those tough losses, the Super Bowl, throwing three picks to Rod Martin, a la Ron Jaworski, and just showing up flat. So many rough losses along the way, not being able to win a playoff game with Randall and Buddy and that whole team, Reggie White. And it just kind of lessens the sting of those past, transgressions, I guess, if you want to call it. And it's so important because sports, more than anything, brings everyone together, brings communities together, brings families together. I mean, it's just...
It really does.
So many people that, I was at Xfinity Live for our party last year, the Fanatic party we have in the summertime.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And they were showing a lot of the replays of last year and a lot of the video of when it happened and different shots from people in their houses and on the streets and the game. And it started to well up. It was just so emotional. And the way it happened and with the backup quarterback coming in and being underdogs in all three games, having to then face, after knocking off the best defensive team in the league and the Vikings handily, then you have to face Tom Brady. What a pain in the butt he is in the playoffs and the postseason, and to outduel him. I mean, maybe not statistically. To beat that team after he threw for 505 yards and the Philly special, I was so proud to be an Eagles fan.
The touchdowns in that game. I mean, the Corey Clement touchdown was unbelievable.
Seriously unbelievable.
Alshon Jeffrey going up there, and then you find out that he's got a banged up shoulder.
Yep.
I mean, it was something where when we were in the hospital waiting for my son to arrive, I opened up the iPad and found the whole game on YouTube. That's I'm great. Like, when this kid comes out, I want him watching the Super Bowl because look, I don't know if he's ever gonna see one again. And you can't take it for granted. That's the thing.
Cannot.
It was literally one, and I said it on the air at the time, but like it was for all the fans that couldn't be there, and we all mm-hmm. have the family members that just never saw the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and they were the diehard fans, and those are the stories that got me. Is the stories of like fans going to grave sites and like listening to the game with their dad or their brother or grandfather, or whatever, and those stories, like, that's what sports does. It brings you really together. There's a lot of times in sports where you sit there and you go, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Like, I don't know why I put myself through the misery. I mean, this Bryce Harper situation is a prime example. Like, why am I sitting there getting hyped up over a tweet of a video game?
Yeah.
And then it finally happens and you finally get over the hump. And to be honest with you, it makes me happy that, like, I'm, as stupid as this may sound, like, I'm not a Red Sox fan. I'm not a Boston fan. I'm not... a guy who's that snot-nosed kid who has the sign of, I've been to 15 parades in 17 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, I feel like it loses its luster and you forget kind of where you came from. And the fact that you said, like, you never won a playoff game with Randall, ever. Donovan McNabb's choking he's puking in the huddle after finally getting there after three straight NFC Championship losses. I mean, it was definitely such a special moment, not just for the city, but for all Eagles fans. And, I made those magnets that I sold.
Love those magnets.
And, what amazed me was I didn't know how many I was going to sell or where I was sending them to. And I sent them to 23 states.
Wow.
And the fact that, like, we know that Eagles fans are everywhere, but when you're sending a 41-33 magnet to Colorado And you're like, no one in Colorado is going to get this reference. No one. But some Eagles fan wants to let Colorado know that they're a Birds fan. And that, to me, is amazing.
So proud. So proud Eagle Nation should be of what the team accomplished. And it came out of nowhere, 7-9 the previous year. And Carson Wentz in his second year. Just Nick Foles taking an unbelievable story. You can't make it up. Hollywood couldn't even. If Hollywood tried a script like that, you'd believe it. No, this is ridiculous. But it happened. We've got to take a break, my friend. We'll come back. We'll continue the Eagles talk and the Nick Foles talk, and we'll get into some other things as well. Sixers, Flyers, Super Bowl. We got a lot on the docket today. Pat Egan along with Joe Stazak here. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, and we are coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Simmons on a jam! Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown!
Sixers, Kings, tonight at 10 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans?
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to WilliamHill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. I need Charmin glossy. Got me feeling glossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Kohler Katoon faucet for just $89. It's available in a stylish brushed nickel finish, and you'll only find it at the Home Depot, Kohler's number one retailer. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You all right there with the headphones?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good.
Just breaking stuff in the studio. I was waiting for the, and we're back.
And we're back. Pat Eakin, along with myself, Joe Stazak. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. D-line them at that point. Sixers in Sacramento tonight, 10 o'clock. Trying to build off that 5-2 record.
It's a good Sacramento team.
That is a good Sacramento team. Good Warriors team the other night, too. The Sixers beat after trailing seven points at the half. Quite the impressive performance. Ben Simmons had probably one of his best games the other night. And also, I didn't mention this, but there's a rumor out there that there's a trade in the works for Drew Holiday. Did you hear that?
I did. I saw the proposed trade that was thrown out there.
You want to explain it?
Yeah, I got to find exactly what it was, but I believe... And I will double check this. I believe it was Markelle Fultz, Zaire Smith, Wilson Chandler.
That's correct.
Was it Landry Shamet? Was he in the deal?
I think Shamet was in the deal.
I feel like he has to be the deal.
Yep.
The unprotected Heat pick and then another first round pick. I believe, I'll double check, but I believe that's what it was. And that's an interesting name to bring back. I mean, I would love him to come back.
Yeah, I'd love to see him here.
His trade really kicked off the process.
It did.
And it would be kind of apropos for him, like the prodigal son returning.
Mm-hmm.
But that would immediately solve the issue of, like, who's the point guard? They don't have a point guard. Look, the bench is going to be solved and going to be figured out with the veteran buyout process. Because every veteran that gets bought out is going to go, what's the best place I can go where I'm going to get minutes to then get a contract next season? And they're going to look around. They're going to go, basically, who has the worst bench in the NBA? Oh, the Sixers do. So the bench, I'm not concerned about. They need to get better, obviously, and they will get better with the veteran buyout period. But the point guard situation, if they can add a guy like Drew Holiday, I mean, that would be huge. And if they do, or they are able to add Drew Holiday, they're Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, they're that good.
I agree with that.
They're that good. You add Drew Holiday to Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons, who had probably the best game of his career against the best team in the NBA.
Yes, the Warriors.
That would be... That's a tough four right there. That's a really, really tough four. Now, the question is, will Elton Brand pull the trigger on it? I mean, do you have any reservations about that?
Not really. I'm into the best player in the trade and to keep stacking the lineup. You know, listen, you have Golden State now is a big five. Lakers are going to have a big three soon. You know, it's about big threes, big fours, and the Sixers have a big three right now. You add to that, and you're right. I think they surpass the Celtics, can beat Milwaukee, take down the Raptors. I think they're in the Eastern Finals, maybe the Finals, if they lock that down. And what are you giving up? All right, yeah, Landry Shamet's been a pleasant surprise. Zaire Smith hasn't seen the floor much. Fultz, to me, is a bust in the making. The unprotected pick I'm okay with. You mentioned another first round pick?
I got to double check the okay. proposed trade, but I believe that's what it was.
Okay.
And the trade came out a couple days ago. And look, it's a lot to give up, but there are options out there, you know, and I think that everybody looks at this team and goes, okay, this team's a very good team, but they're not an amazing elite, you know, great team.
Mm-hmm.
They're close.
Yeah.
They're right there. But what this team is right now is losing the second round.
I agree.
And I mean, that wasn't the point of the process. The point of the process wasn't to be a really good team. The point of the process was to be a great team that wins championships and be Golden State and put yourself in a position to be Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
I would be interested to see if they are willing to trade away like all of these young assets. And I'm not talking about Markelle Fultz, but Zaire Smith, we haven't seen anything from him because of the injury and then the allergic reaction. But also, I mean, Landry Shamet at least has shown you something. Now, obviously, you have to give something to get something.
Sure.
But in the NBA, a lot of times, you know, these trades, you're not giving up a whole lot. And you kind of look at what the Mavericks gave up for Kristaps. I mean, it's Kristaps Porzingis, and they gave up a bunch, two veterans and Dennis Smith Jr. And I really like Dennis Smith Jr., but, I mean, come on, that's not a ton.
And DeAndre Jordan, you're not big on him?
I would love, if they buy out DeAndre Jordan, I would hop all over it. And I think he's a very good player, but, I mean, is DeAndre Jordan going to make you immediately better? If you're trying to rebuild, is DeAndre Jordan going to be the guy to rebuild around? No.
No.
It doesn't make sense. So, usually when you look at trades in the NBA and when a rebuilding team trades a proven guy, you know, look at like Kevin Garnett to the Celtics, you're not getting a whole lot for him because you're rebuilding and you're basically taking every young asset they have. So it's going to be interesting to see what they get, what they, if a deal ends up going down, what the deal actually ends up being.
Would you consider Drew Holiday a star? Where do you put him?
Okay. No, I mean, he's a very, very, very good point guard. Okay. Star? No.
Okay.
He made one all-star game. Are there better point guards out there? Absolutely.
Sure.
But no, I wouldn't put him as a star.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing with Drew Holiday is you know what you're getting in him. There's no questions what you're getting in him. And he's exactly what you need in this team. Is there anybody else out there that you can think of that you would want?
I think he's a perfect fit.
Now, what would you give up for him? I mean, are you cool with that trade?
Yeah, I think so. To me, the Sixers are giving up guys. They're guys. Guys can be replaced. Markelle Fultz, I'm done with him. I don't think there's recovery there. I could be wrong. I hope he doesn't turn into a star after the Sixers get rid of him, if they do. Landry Shamet's done some nice things this year. Zaire Smith we haven't seen. I don't mind the unprotected pick. I don't know about another first-round pick. If for a guy who's not a star, that's why I asked you that, if you thought he was a star. I think that's a nice truckload for a star. He's going to help your team. I admit that, and I'd say the Sixers then have a big 3.5, not quite a big 4, and they're on their way. I'd have to see if that's accurate, if there is a first-round pick, an additional first-round pick in the mix, and then I'd have to consider it. I would definitely consider it.
I mean, the biggest asset the Sixers have right now is that unprotected Heat pick.
Yeah.
That honestly, I don't even think is going to be an amazing pick.
I don't think so either.
Heat usually aren't a team that full-on
bottoms out.
Sucks.
Yeah.
They just aren't. I mean, the one year they had Michael Beasley, they got the second overall pick. But usually, I mean, I look at that draft pick, anywhere from like 10 to, you know, 20. Because it's just, Pat Riley doesn't like losing.
Which is a guy. You're picking a guy.
Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, trade it while you have some value before mm-hmm. it's known that this pick isn't going to be much other than a mid, you know, team pick. But I am going to try to double check that trade package.
All right. We will do that. Right now, let's go back out to the phone lines. Dave's going to kick it off today in Center City on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, David?
Oh, how about this pair? Jeff Stasak and Pat the Bad Egan.
You are my favorite caller. You know that? You are my favorite caller. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, Josh, the phone screener, said, Dave, get on and get off quickly. These guys have 10 women waiting on hold for them.
I wish, too.
Hey,
yeah, that'd be nice.
Here's food for thought. If Brady retires at the end of this year, Nick Foles becomes a Patriot immediately.
If Brady retires?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to retire, though.
No, he's going to get those 45.
He gets a shot in hell of retiring.
Nope. Operative word is if.
He already said he's not going to.
Hey, Joe, I remember speaking to you the week before the Super Bowl. I said, how are you going to handle this from a betting angle? You said, very simple. Eagles with the points. Eagles money line, take the over in Nick Foles MVP at 8-1, and I did exactly that.
You're the man, David.
Yeah. Hey, gentlemen, I don't know how I'm going to handle this game from a betting standpoint. At first, I was all over New England. Then I said, wait a minute. The Eagles took one of their legs out last year. If the Rams take their other leg out this year, then they go away. That's the last we see of Tom Brady and Belichick in Super Bowls anymore. I'll hang up and listen. You guys have a good day.
Dave, appreciate the call, man. Here's where I stand on the betting situation tomorrow. There's some interesting prop bets. Those are fun. I like the Rams tomorrow, to be honest. I like them to win the game. I love them with the points. 83% of the money the public is on New England. The line shifted 3.5 points since it opened. Everyone loves New England. I don't think they look like a Super Bowl champion team, even though I know you get into a shootout with Brady and Belichick, you got some problems, and I would never bet against them. But if I had to, tomorrow I'd take the Rams. What do you do?
It's hard for me to bet against Brady. It's real.
Isn't it, though?
If you're not
playing
the Eagles,
don't bet against the Patriots.
You're not playing the Eagles. It's really tough. I like the Patriots tomorrow. I hate to say it.
It's okay.
I don't want them to win. I look at Jared Goff. He's really good. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure to be
sure it is.
That young in your first Super Bowl.
24.
It's a lot of pressure, and I look at him, you know, getting a little starstruck a little bit, and
think so.
Wilton, yeah.
I think he's California cool.
I think he's California dumb. cool isn't the word I'd use, but sure.
You think he's a knucklehead?
Tomato, tomato. Yeah, I think he's dumber than
because of the Hard Knocks where he didn't know where the sun rose.
Yeah, but I just look. I mean, that on top of I just look at the kid, and I don't think he's a Rhodes Scholar.
Okay,
I think he's a really good football player. That's all you need, but. Yeah, I like Brady in this one. They've done it too many times. I love the fact they're trying to do this angle though. They're the underdog.
I know.
Idiots, you're favorite in the game.
You're favorite in the game.
You're not the underdog.
Everyone's on you. Everyone's
Stop.
On you.
Stop. Enough. Mm-hmm. It should be a good one though. Will you rewatch the Eagles Super Bowl before it?
I get out of here at 3. I would love to. It was so much fun last year. It was such an entertaining game.
It was so good. And I'm not just saying that as an Eagles fan. I mean, coming down to the wire the way it did, the dramatic of did Zach Ertz get in, did he not, which he did. I don't know why it took that long, but the Philly special play. Two quarterbacks getting the ball thrown to him, one dropping it, one catching it.
Yeah,
it was an incredible game.
Incredible game.
And that's what you kind of look for.
It got voted this week, I forget which website, which poll, the second most exciting and entertaining Super Bowl ever. The first one they gave to the
I would give it to Pittsburgh.
The Pats and the Falcons. That was up there. Pittsburgh and Arizona.
Yeah.
That was up there. I believe the number one game was the Patriots and the Falcons coming back from 25 down. That was
good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. The problem with that one, though, is I wonder how many fans just tuned out.
Yeah, because it was a mess for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a blowout. I mean, I know Mark Wahlberg left the game.
How about that, huh?
Diehard fan.
There was reports that his kids were out of control when he had to leave.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I love throwing my kids under the bus. Anytime you need an excuse, just blame the kid. Sure. Sorry. You know, my kids were out of hand. I didn't want to leave the game. Of course.
That's a bad job leaving the
Timmy
Super Bowl.
Did.
Bad job. You regret that forever.
If you have an inkling that your kid is going to act up, you don't bring him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You just don't. I mean, sorry. Especially when you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back. Just, no. I mean, that's a terrible excuse.
Terrible excuse. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stazak. I'm going to take a break. Joe Stazak and Pat Egan in the house till 7 o'clock tonight. D-line him at that point. Sixers at Sacramento following that 10 o'clock tonight. And you can give us a call, 610-632-0975. Talking Sixers. We're talking Nick Foles. We're talking Super Bowl 53. What say you? Joe Stazak, Pat Egan, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Scores! Wayne Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at indeed.com/hiring.
I'm Mike Erickson with the Fanatics Ski Report. Visit train.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. It's our best ski weekend yet, knowing when we hit the slopes, we can celebrate on almost any trail coated by the fresh snow we dropped last week with weather nice and comfortable finally. Spring Mountain, 5 runs, cruising up until 9 with Bear Creek at 23 trails and 8 tubing lanes. Boulder and Jack Frost each saw half a foot of snow midweek, both 100% open. Camelback with 33 ski and ride runs, plenty of tubing chutes. Gore Mountain, New York, 96 trails, 10 inches of midweek snow to fill up those glades. Stratton Mountain, 86 runs in Vermont.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
Leif Erickson with a 97.5 The Fanatic Ski Report.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, hallelujah. What are you going to do with all that glorious extra cash? A new drone? No, it'll end up in a tree. Here's a better plan. Try Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. All on America's best 4G LTE networks. Plus, save up to $200 on a Samsung Galaxy S9 with in-store activation. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
During Aaron's anniversary sale, celebration is in the air. Get started leasing to own with just $5. Plus, save big on TVs, laptops, washers and dryers, and so much more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Come celebrate with us at participating stores or Aaron's.com. From February 1st through the 10th, $5 gets you started leasing to own during Aaron's anniversary sale. P.S. Most stores are now open on Sundays nationwide. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Big game betting is on. PlaySugarHouse.com offers over 300 prop bet opportunities available on your mobile device from anywhere in New Jersey. There will be a massive number of live in-game betting options. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we pay fast. Sign up now and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love savings, come to JCPenney. Stock up on your favorite jeans with $19.99 select Arizona denim for him or her. And this Friday and Saturday only, take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or reward members, what about diamond studs, pendant, or ring for $25? Get these amazing deals before they're gone. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers and coupon valid 21 through 22. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs, pendant, and ring are 1/10 carat total weight each and excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Tune in for General Knowledge Wednesday this week on the Mike Missinelli Show. Test your knowledge for a chance to win autographed Eagles merchandise from our friends at Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Peanut Chews, a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right,
right, welcome back to the show. It's Joe Stasek and Pat Egan. Josh Rabick behind the glass taking your calls at 610-632-0975. Good topics on the docket today. We're talking a little Sixers, potential trade for Jrue Holiday, rumors out there swirling about. And if you have missed it, it looks like, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, looks like the Eagles are going to pick up the option on Nick Foles' contract. So the ball will now be in Nick Foles' court. We're talking Super Bowl 53. We're champions for about 29 and a half more hours. Game should end around 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So we're reflecting on the year that just went by. And what did being a champion mean to you? What did it mean to your family? What did it mean to you and your friends? And give me your fondest Super Bowl memory from last year. Mine was, and this is, I have two, because I was incredibly nervous before they snapped the ball in fourth and one, and the Philly special was awesome, but I also like Malcolm Jenkins taking out Brandon Cooks.
Setting the tone.
You
know, it was like a modern-day version of when Brian Dawkins laid out Algie Cobler.
Absolutely.
And you just set the tone. It was a legal hit. That's the best part. No flag. And you were like, Jesus, man. Like, you saw Brandon Cooks catch the ball and turn, and it's like, it was, you saw it happening in slow motion.
You knew it was coming.
You're like, he's gonna get blasted. Yeah, that was incredible. Probably for me. I mean, in game wise, the Philly. How do you not do the Philly special? But also, what always sticks in my mind is the strip sack, because we'd never done it before where we were on the air during the game. So we still don't know what we're doing. We have it a little bit figured out now, but generally speaking, we don't know what we're doing. And the TV in there in the producer's area is like 2 seconds ahead of the TV in our studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready to watch the game. And if you go back and listen to my call, you hear Tyler. Like, Tyler did a great job throughout that entire game of, like, being cool and collective and kind of waiting for me to react. And that's kind of what you have to do in that situation, because the producers are always going to see what's happening before I do because of the delay. And you just hear Tyler go, Barnett's got the ball. And I'm like, what? And then I look up and, you know, Brady had just hiked the ball and the sack, and I lost it. Like,
great.
I mean, now I go back and listen to the call and I'm embarrassed, but
you do?
Yeah, I'm just, it's
how
like,
bad was
I
it?
Cringe. I cringe, because it's just, I sound like a jagaloon. You know, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, I'm like calling out Robert Kraft like he's listening.
Well, you had a nice call when Cody Parkey missed the field goal this year.
My favorite part of that call was you in the background yelling, he missed it! but the best part is just like, it's Philly sports is trending in the right direction. And we haven't had that in a while where, like, you know, in the stock market, they say high tide rises all boats. And I feel like that's happening now with the Flyers and Carter Hart and the 7-game win streak. And you're starting to see those pieces come together. The Phillies, any day now, any hour now, any month now, should sign Bryce Harper, I think.
I think it's going to happen.
I think it will happen, too. It's just like, all right, I'm sick of waiting for it. But still, I mean, you could see that team coming together and their prospects are deep. The Eagles, obviously, they're Super Bowl champs now for one more day. And then the Sixers with the process, and you're seeing Ben Simmons grow into what he could potentially be coming out of college. You're seeing Joel Embiid live up to that hype, and then they trade for Jimmy Butler. Now we're talking about adding Jrue Holiday possibly. So it's finally, after years of being an awful, awful sports town.
Awful.
Not meaning the fans, obviously,
right,
but the product that they were putting out. It's finally starting to pay dividends, and you're finally starting to see, you know, reap the rewards.
Yeah, and it's a shame. I feel bad that there's only 24 hours left. I've worn it as a badge of honor this past year, being the Super Bowl champion. But it is time. The passing of the torch, changing of the guard, Rams and Patriots tomorrow. I'm pulling for the Rams. I like them with the points, and we shall see what happens. We'll talk more Super Bowl as we continue the show. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasek, 610-632-0975. Let's go back out to the phone line. Dominic in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
Let the big dog hunt.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Always good to listen to you whenever I work on the weekend.
Thank you.
Job go fly by, so I appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening, pal.
Thank you. So I'm all in on the Jrue Holiday trade, and I understand you got to give up something to get something. That being said, did you double check? Is that exactly what we know for the trade to be? Because I'm not I'm not for giving up. I feel like that's giving up way too much for Drew Holiday, especially when you look at what was given up for Porzingis. I mean, I don't think two draft picks. I don't care about any of those guys with the exception of Shamet.
So that was, Dom, real quick, that was proposed on Twitter. So that wasn't confirmed report. It was a proposed trade on Twitter that I saw that was rumored. I got to find out who the guy that was rumored that threw it out there. You know, I mean, take it for what it's worth. But you figure that the trade, if they do end up pulling off a trade, it wouldn't be far off.
I agree. I just feel like if they're going to give up the, I'm all for all the slop in there, but then I feel like when you give up the, I don't want to give up the draft pick, the Heat draft pick and Shamet. I feel like it's everything that's there is there, and then it's one or the other. But to give up that draft pick and Shamet, I just feels like a little bit too much for Drew Holiday. I mean, that's what I feel. But like you said, if it's not far off, if it's all that and Shamet minus the draft pick, the Heat draft pick, I'm cool, or vice versa. But I feel like it's a little bit. Do you guys agree that you think it's a little too much?
I can't speak for Joe, but yeah, it's a little too much. I mean, giving up Shamit's going to hurt because you just see the potential in that kid, especially if he can learn how to play defense a little bit better. He's going to be a really, really nice piece for a long time, and it's something that the Sixers desperately needed after bad draft picks. And I'm not talking about Ben Simmons, but like, you know, taking Timotei Luwalu-Cabarrot and passing on guys. And, you know, when you take that Pochettinich kid who was supposed to be baby Dirk, and I looked up his stats overseas, they're terrible. He's never going to come over here. You look at the draft picks they made, even Zaire. Like, Zaire isn't playing. I mean, he could end up being great, but we don't know anything exactly. And then obviously the Markelle Fultz saga. The fact that Landry Shamet came in being a late first-round pick and is actually providing a spark, I don't want to give him up. If it means, though, that you do get Drew Holiday, you finally get your point guard.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to give something to get something.
Right. And like I said, and I agree with you. I think you hit it all in the head. But like you said, the Heat don't ever just throw in the towel. That being said, it could be, you know, a number 10 to number 20 pick, which can be a nice pick. So I just hope that it could be all the slop that's there, and then it's either Shamet or one or the other. I'm hoping it's one or the other. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that I'll give up the draft picks, but let's hope that Shamet stays. But guys, you're the best. Thank you for taking my call.
Dom, appreciate it, man. Appreciate listening. Appreciate the kind words. Got to take another break. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasiak.
And I have that proposed trade.
We'll give it on the other side. Yeah, absolutely.
That's called a tease.
Called a tease. Very nice.
It's professional radio.
All right, 610-632-0975. We're coming right back after this. Everything on the table today, folks. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasiak, 97.5, The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Simmons on a jam! Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
Sixers, Kings, tonight at 10 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Interest and bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's Workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Fan's Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Oh, what we got coming up? Big game. Love the big game. And Parks Casino, your championship game headquarters, is the spot. Gear up for the game, the big one, with an open-to-the-public big game watch party. I will be there starting at 4:30 p.m. to hang out with you. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about who we think we're going to win. Some prop action. action. Also, oh, the headliner, special guest appearance by legend Brian Westbrook, B West. That's right. Your one-stop shop for everything football is Parks Casino. Place your bets at Parks' new sportsbook, then head to Liberty Bell Gastropub and the brand new Beer Garden to watch the game on three giant screens. Get there early, free admission, food and drink specials all day. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Street Road exit off of I-95 or PA Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, I don't know, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit myfamilymobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at myfamilymobile.com.
It's time to love your heart during Macy's Big Give Back. Want to join Macy's in the fight against heart disease? All you have to do is shop at any Macy's store, round up your purchase amount, and donate the extra change up to 99 cents to American Heart Association's Go Red for Women initiative, dedicated to helping women lead longer, healthier lives. Your extra change can make a difference when you support Go Red for Women at Macy's today. Find out more about the Big Give Back and get active, heart-healthy tips at Macy's.com/GoRed.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to williamhill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
More hours to go to be a champion. What did it mean to you this past season, being a world champion? I remember it like it was yesterday, February 4th, 2018. Boy, how time flies. It was a blast, if you ask me. I know Pat Egan feels the same way. Nothing like it in the world, being a Super Bowl champion, especially for the first time ever in 52 Super Bowls. Of course, they won a couple back-to-back in the 40s, but nothing like in the Super Bowl era, winning a championship, especially over the evil empire, as Pat Egan calls it. Patrick, time's running out. You know, it's going to be a different story after someone's crowned champion tomorrow, Super Bowl 53, but, man, it was fun.
It was, and I was listening to an interview from Kurt Warner about the first time that they had made the Super Bowl with the Rams.
Yeah.
And he was saying how Howie Long came in and said how he made the Super Bowl as a rookie. And basically you think, oh, this is cake. Like, we'll make it every year. And he never made it back. And I remember reading Jeremy Roenick's book, and he made the Stanley Cup his first year with the Blackhawks and thought the same thing. Yeah, I'll be back. Never got back.
He got swept.
And it's such a hard thing to do. I mean, it's on paper, yeah, it seems... No, you know what? It's hard. I understand that to win a championship,
sure.
But when you factor in everything, you know, like the years, Joe, that they did not win a championship and to finally get over the hump for this city. I mean, I'll always be indebted to them. Always.
I will too. It erases so many painful moments of the past, and it kind of came out of nowhere too. I mean, they're 7-9.
Yep.
Carson Wentz going into his second year. Questions about Doug Peterson abound, and again, they put it all together. Signed a lot of free agents that offseason, and Wentz had a remarkable year. And then, of course, Foles comes in. I mean, just the whole way it played out was just—it was special. Wasn't just an ordinary run, and nothing's ordinary if you win the Super Bowl, but there were so many factors that went into the situation to make it, you know, that much more special. And we'll always have it. No one can take it away from us, but I will miss it, you know, walking around being able to be call yourself a champion.
Absolutely. I mean, you never forget your first, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And that was my first.
It was incredible.
In more ways than one.
610-632-0975. Neil in Montgomery County, you're on 97.5 The Fennec. What's up, Neil?
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
All right, man.
Well, I'm sitting here on hold, and you wrote so many topics. I have so many things going through my head regarding the Super Bowl. I remember Cal Ripken saying when they beat the Phillies in the World Series in 83, his second year, he won it in his second year, and he said, man, I'm going to get here every year, and he never got back in it, like a 25-year career. So that was floating through my head. But first and foremost, I want to talk about a team that gets no airtime, it seems like, in the city on either station. They're trending upward. Chuck Fletcher, the GM, is a smart guy. I don't think they can be duped, though, into a 7 or 8 game winning streak. I don't think they will. Meaning that I honestly think the orange and black have got to be buyers and sellers with the trade deadline coming up. And I actually want Wayne Simmons to go. I think he's going to bring you back the most in a potential trade. I'd like to get a veteran defenseman back. But I just see it as this nucleus doesn't need to be broken up. I mean, Braden Shen got traded 2 years ago. But it has to be tweaked. And the two guys that have frustrated me the most this year have been Simmons and Voracek. Simmons at times looks like he's either hurt or disinterested, or because I've just seen more a lack of hustle from Simmons and Voracek this year than I have in the 8 years they've been together. Voracek minus 19, and I'm keeping Giroux, I'm keeping Couturier. But if they have an opportunity to move Simmons, you move him. And if you want him back bad enough, you sign him this summer. And Voracek, my only worry is that, you know, he's wrapped up at $8 million a year through 2024. I don't know who's going to take that contract. But my point is, I think they can get some good parts for both. And just because they have a little win streak going on, I'd love to see him make the playoffs this year. But with this nucleus, you finally have a goalie. You have got to keep building for the future and don't get bamboozled into a little winning streak.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that.
I agree to a certain extent.
Appreciate the call, Neil.
With Wayne Simmons, I don't think he's disinterested. I think the style that Wayne Simmons plays is so physical that eventually he's just going to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're saying. I mean, the injuries that guy played with last season, if you Google the injuries, they're painful just to hear. And he played hockey. He played the most physical sport other than football, arguably, that there is. And he played that with, like, I think he tore his groin muscle right off the bone, and he played with it. So I do think that he would get you a lot. I mean, you look at power forwards in the NHL when they're traded, like Milan Lucic got Martin Jones in a first-round pick. Remember Ryan Clough years ago got a second, third-round pick, and he had like 2 goals in the season. Wayne Simmons is a guy who is beloved in the locker room, absolutely beloved. But I don't think that, you know, he said you don't need to break up this core. I disagree with that. I'm done with this core.
I am too.
I'm done. Because how many times are you going to, you know, pat the dog on the back for not going in the house? And that's what I look at this core. They haven't done anything, in my opinion, to be able to stay. And Giroux, I think his contract situation will keep him from getting traded. And he mentioned Voracek is similar, but yeah, Couturier, you don't trade. He's 25 years old, even though he feels like he's, you know, he's 30 something because he's been here forever. But like, I mean, Gostisbehere has been a disaster this season. You saw him completely give up on a shorty today. This team needs a new identity, and the leadership in the room isn't getting it done. I do agree that he said, you know, you don't get lulled into this idea that they're the seventh game win streak, oh, they can make the playoffs. But with that said, you know, they won 10 games last year and they lost 10 games.
Yep.
So you go on a hot streak, I get it, but I do think they need to sell the deadline. I mean, I think Radko Gudas needs to go. You can get something for him. If you can get anything for Andrew McDonald, trade him. If you can get something for Wayne Simmons, which you will be, there'll be a market for him, trade him. If you can get out of that Jake Voracek contract, trade him. You just stock up.
You need to shake it up.
Stock up. Because right now, this leadership core, I keep hearing that of like, well, you know, the room wouldn't be happy. All right, well then, to upset the room. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point?
Right.
Because 2 weeks ago, you were the worst team in the NHL.
Yes.
I mean, it was like lose for Hughes. That's what I kept hearing.
Jack Hughes.
So shake it up, because this isn't working. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked in a while. And, you know, I get it. You know, you have a Wayne Simmons jersey. He's fun to watch. He's simmer. You know, he's the gritty style, but you got to move on. And honestly, if they get blown away with the package for G, I would trade him too.
I think everyone's on the table. Everyone and everything is on the table. I love G too. I mean,
there's maybe like three players I would not trade. And it's like Couturier, Provorov, well, Nolan Patrick I want to trade, Konechny I want to trade, and then Carter Hart. I lied, so it's five players. That's it. Everybody else, I mean, if you get offered the right amount.
Get offered the right amount, absolutely. I would totally get rid of what they have right now. They haven't produced. They haven't been successful with this core. A couple playoff appearances in 4 or 5 years and didn't make it out of the first round. Finally have the goaltender, we believe, which is good. It's a piece. It's in the right direction. Giroux's not getting any younger, and I love him to death, but I would certainly, everything's on the table. I'd consider all options, but I think that a big shakeup, a new identity, like you say, Pat, going forward for this team. Otherwise, they're just skating in mud. They're skating in mud. I'd love to see Joel Quenneville here next year.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, it's a very good possibility. Love to see a championship coach. It tells you how unstable it is. He wins 3 cups in 6 years, and he gets whacked.
Yeah, that's
happens. That's
life.
One
in the
thing
NHL.
You're guaranteed as a coach is you will get fired at some point.
Well, so we talk about Mr. one Belichick. Team that we think is going to sell at the deadline. He did. No, he left. Belichick left.
I think he got fired in Cleveland.
I thought he left Cleveland.
I think he got fired.
You know what? You're right. He left. The Jets.
Jets.
The Jets. He just left them high and dry.
Yep.
We talk about one team selling at the deadline, but the other team in the city is going to probably buy at the deadline. That would be the Sixers. And we teased it before we went to the break, but that hypothetical trade was from Brandon Robinson, who coincidentally was in with Jamie Lynch earlier today. And the trade that he said was Chandler, Fultz, Zaire, and the 2021 pick for Jrue Holiday.
Mm-hmm. I just thought there was no additional number one.
So I apologize for that.
Okay.
Would you do that deal? Once again, Chandler, Fultz, Zaire, 2021 pick.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I would. Absolutely.
Heartbeat.
Yep. What do you do with Ben Simmons then if Drew comes in and is your guy?
Well, I think you wanted two guys to handle the ball anyway, because I mean you drafted Markelle Fultz. Like what was Ben Simmons going to do when Markelle Fultz was bringing up the ball? So I don't think it's a situation of Ben Simmons is going to know how to play basketball all of a sudden because he can't, you know, bring the ball up. I think you'll see a situation where they'll both be on the court and they both at times will be, you know, bringing the ball up, whether it be one possession Ben brings it up or one possession Drew brings it up, but you figure it out. I mean, it's positionless basketball, and at this point, I mean, this team right now is not built to do anything other than make the playoffs and either lose in the first or second round. That's just the reality. They're not. They have yet to beat an elite team without a caveat. You know, like last night, or not last night, 2 nights ago, it was arguably the best regular season win in I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
The caveat is, well, Klay Thompson
didn't play, yeah.
Exactly. Now, they played amazing basketball, and it shouldn't be a great caveat because that team without Klay Thompson should be able to beat the Sixers squad. But you just look at this team when they play the Bostons, when they play the Torontos, they struggle. And they have all season long. And they really can only beat these teams if a guy like Kawhi Leonard is out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at Boston, they have Gordon Hayward coming off their bench. That's tough, man. That's tough to compete with. The highest paid guy on the team is coming off the bench. And it's not like he's the highest paid guy on the team and he can't play. No, he can play. And you're throwing out there T.J. McConnell coming off your bench. Now, look, I love T.J. like the next guy. You know, the guy got the grit. You know, he's,
sure.
You know, he's scrappy. but he's your first sub. Amir Johnson gives you absolutely nothing. Wilson Chandler, in my opinion, has been a huge bust. Same thing with Mike Muscala.
I agree.
You look at those two guys. They were brought in here. It's like, you need more. You're going to get more with the veteran buyout. That's a guarantee. But you also need to go out there and make a trade. Your biggest asset right now is that unprotected 2021 pick. Trade it. Go get something. Because the window in the NBA is closing fast. You're looking at a New York Knicks team that is poised to load up in the offseason with Kevin Durant and possibly Kyrie, and they're going to have a top probably three pick in the NBA draft. So you're looking at that team that, joining Toronto possibly if they keep Kawhi, and joining Boston, joining the Sixers, now we got to deal with the Knicks all of a sudden becoming relevant again. That's going to be tough. Now, they're not adding a Jimmy Butler. With all due respect to Jimmy Butler, yeah, he's a top 10 player. Kevin Durant's probably a top 5 player in the NBA.
Sure.
And then you're adding Kyrie as well. That's tough. So this window is not, it's not open forever. And it's closing fast. So you got to make a move. And if that means giving up Markel Fultz and Landry Shamet and whoever, Zaire Smith, done.
I'm cool with that.
I mean, I don't want to give up Landry Shamet.
The guys.
But if I'm New Orleans, that's what I'm asking for. Give me Landry Shamet before you give me Markel Fultz. Any day of the week. Now, apparently the Sixers are once again gauging interest in Markel Fultz. Like, there's going to be a trade market for the guy. But I think they're gauging interest in, like, hey, would you want him in a package for somebody?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, let me ask you this. With Anthony Davis, is he anything?
Anything what?
Like, does he do anything for you, Anthony Davis?
I love Anthony Davis.
But would you sell everything to get him? I don't know if they're going to be able to compete with some of the teams out there. There hasn't been a serious offer, apparently, but Jrue Holiday or Anthony Davis?
They don't have the assets if you're going to keep Embiid and Simmons. They don't have the assets.
Yeah, I mean, he walks. But you'd be loaded going in the playoffs.
Oh, unbelievably loaded.
But he walks.
Yeah.
So would you make a move for Anthony Davis? If possible. And this is like, I'm spitballing. I kind of threw into the bus here.
Go all in this year.
Because we didn't. I don't even know if it's possible. We didn't even talk about this before the show, but Would you go all in, knowing what you have out west, would you go all in?
And what would you have to give up?
Yeah, that's the question. I mean, you got to figure 2 first-round picks and then some. Landry Shamet, Zaire. I wonder if you'd have to give up Butler.
If you can keep Butler, I'd really consider going all in. I would.
I don't know if they would be able to
make it.
But it's interesting. But I mean, what else do you think that this team needs?
They need another. Well, first of all, they need a shooter. Another shooter. J.J. Redick's not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Jrue Holiday here, and I know one of the reasons they picked up Fultz is because he could play the two. He could shoot. Now, if Jrue Holiday's bringing the ball up, Ben Simmons does not. He's not able to do that. Holiday, I guess, can play the two. I think they certainly could use a guy like Jrue Holiday in the mix. You know, Simmons, I think, is a star. Embiid's a star. I'm not sure what to do with Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to throw this to you. I'm not sure what he is because, I love Jimmy Butler. And he's a great player. He's one of the top guys in the league, can play defense. You know, can shoot, can slash. And then he turns in a game like the other night, 7 points against the Warriors. And it's almost like he was invisible.
Yeah, at times, offensively, he kind of just
why
flakes out.
Yeah, he flakes out.
But when he does, though, I mean, he's still playing. He's still giving you really strong defensive effort. So, I mean, there's that. Look, he's going to get the max. He just is. Now, it's a matter of if it happens here or if it happens somewhere else. But he's going to get the max from somebody. The question is, do you want to give that guy the max? Because what amazed me was a couple weeks ago, the story comes out of, you know, people in the organization aren't happy with him. Okay, who didn't see that coming? You know, I mean, I told this story on the air last week, but I was at a game shortly after they traded for him, and I was in the team shop, like the pro shop, and somebody asked one of the workers, do you have any Jimmy Butler jerseys? They're like, oh, no, we're all sold out. And I was amazed at that because you have Ben Simmons, you have Joel Embiid. They'll both be here a lot longer than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler has his issues from two teams now. Two teams, like, couldn't wait to get rid of the guy. Now, he claims all he cares about is winning. And if the Sixers are winning, he should be happy. I'll say this. there aren't a lot of guys in this team who can play defense, and he can.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a lot of ways that you can put the ball in the hoop on this team. So if it's not going through him, it's going through Embiid, and Ben Simmons can facilitate. JJ Redick can fill it up. He can't play a lick of defense, but he can fill it up. I don't panic when he gets 7 points. Now, if they don't win and he gets 7 points, it's amplified because you're sitting there going, sure. Okay, well, you know, if he would have just showed up today, they would have won a basketball game. But I don't like the idea of thinking like we gave up assets in Robert Covington and Dario Saric, and you're not going to keep the guy, because when the trade happened, the initial thought was, well, he's going to opt out and then he's going to sign the max. And now I mean that's not guaranteed. You know, it's not guaranteed he's going to sign the max. And I do wonder if there is a situation in the locker room where him and Brett Brown do not get along. I mean, who's going to go? Because if this team loses in the second round in an embarrassing fashion the way they did last year, and you've got Jimmy Butler who's telling ownership, I'm not going to sign the max unless Brett Brown's gone, and I'm making this up because, you know.
Right, sure.
But if he's going to tell them that, Brett Brown's not staying. You know, he's out because he hasn't shown you anything. He hasn't shown you a reason to keep him. This is a huge, huge, huge playoffs for Brett Brown. In my opinion, it's whether you keep him or not.
It's make or break?
Yeah, for me it is.
Okay.
With Jimmy Butler, though, I would sign him the max, but I don't know if he's going to want to stay here. I mean, there's
because of the rift between him and Brett Brown, possibly?
There's going to be options out there for him to go elsewhere. He continues to say that he doesn't care about the money. He cares about winning.
Yep.
And if he doesn't think he can win here, and if he thinks that the Sixers are going to be one of those teams that is, you know, an Oklahoma City or a Toronto who's good enough to get to the Eastern Conference Finals but never good enough to win it, well, no, I mean, he could go out somewhere else. He could take less money to go to I'm making this up, but like Golden State, I don't know what their cap situation is. It's stacked, but he could theoretically move somewhere else if he truly cares about nothing but winning. Now, if he cares about winning, but also he cares about his bank account, well, then he would stay in Philadelphia. But I like the guy. I like his attitude. When the story initially came out of him and Brett Brown squabbling after that Portland loss, I know a lot of people were like, you know, who is this guy? You know, learn your role. You're a player. Have some respect. And I'm sitting there going, well, everything he allegedly brought up, I was questioning myself.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God someone in the room saying it, because I'm as a fan sitting there going, hold on. Like, why are you subbing him now? Why are you not calling a timeout here? I've had the same questions about Brett Brown. So I was sitting there going, all right, Jimmy, thank God you have a voice of a fan. Because I had the same questions. But it makes me wonder what exactly is going on in that locker room. How exactly is he fitting in? He's saying the right things in front of a camera.
Sure.
But then you hear things off the camera, like Jackie McMullen saying, you know, people in the organization are saying, just shut up and play.
He's on thin ice.
Yeah. And I wonder who she's getting that from.
She's got good sources.
I would assume it's Brett.
She's pretty plugged in. Pretty plugged in. 610-632-0975.
And real quick, the other guy.
What's that?
The other guy that we have to talk about keeping is Nick Foles.
Yes. Not going to happen.
No, but the report comes out today, like an hour before the show.
Sure.
That they're going to pick up his option.
Yeah, in case you missed it, Ian Rappaport from NFL.com reported that it looks like the Eagles are going to pick up the $20 million option on Nick Foles. And it's, you know, Nick Foles' turn to buy out that contract, that option at $2 million. And then the Eagles most likely are going to franchise tag him. They got to get something for him.
Yeah, so, I mean, earlier this week, a story comes out from a Denver reporter. And I believe he joined the morning show. If not, they tried to get him at least. Because I saw Jamie tweet the guy. And he said, oh, the thought is that they're going to let him walk. And I went, what?
What?
You're going to let Nick Foles walk?
Absolutely not.
No, if there's any possibility you can get something for this guy, you do it. And so, yeah, the step now is they're going to pick up the option. He is likely to give them $2 million back to buy his quote-unquote freedom, and then they're going to have to franchise tag him. Now, the option's for $20 million. The franchise tag is for $25 million. You figure if they're going to pick up his option, they're not going to hesitate to pick up an extra $5 million for the franchise tag, and then they'll look to trade him. And I guess the question is, do you have any reservations at all out there of where to go? Because one of the teams that's going to be looking for him is the Washington Redskins. And do you have any fear of playing him twice?
Absolutely not.
I wish we differed on this, man. I really do. I wish we could argue and
yeah, no, I have
but we can't. Like,
yeah.
I just none. Now, what do you think his market will be? What do you think you can realistically get for Nick Foles on the open market?
I think you can get a one. Don't you think you can get a one for
Absolutely.
Him? I mean,
I keep
quarterback going. Plays at a premium, and he's clutch, and he can play ball, and he's coachable, and
he's a good teammate. He's a
good teammate.
I mean, there's the report that came out about Carson Wentz, and his locker room, and you know, not being I don't want to say liked, but you know, just having kind of an attitude.
Sure.
The thing that I took away from that was, and it said in the article, his relationship with Nick Foles is as strong
as ever. Yep.
And you look at Nick Foles, to be able to have such a strong relationship with the guy that he replaced, albeit because of an injury, but still, it's tough to replace a guy like that. It speaks to the character of Nick Foles. And I don't think that's going to go unnoticed by GMs who know that, you know, one bad season, they could be fired. They need to make a move. You look at John Elway out there in Denver. I mean, he struck out on Paxton Lynch. He struck out on Case Keenum. You don't think he's going to sit there and go, all right, we could get Nick Foles. We could finally solve this thing? Absolutely he would. You look at Dan Snyder in Washington. When has Dan Snyder ever passed up an opportunity to get a quote-unquote player? You know, Albert Haynesworth,
like
Avernius Coles last year. He signs Josh Norman, signs Deshaun Jackson. He's always looking to get players.
Sure he is.
So Miami needs a quarterback. I mean, you're looking at a situation where more teams now need a quarterback than last year, and I feel like they really could get something. And if they get a second, I'll be a little disappointed because you should be able to get a first.
I would think so.
Looking at what quarterback demands in trades and looking at what quarterbacks brought what, there's a lot of, oh my God, I can't believe they got a second-round pick for that guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo brought a second-round pick, and he played seven games.
Yeah, now I got to look up what Matt Cassel brought when the Chiefs traded for him. But it was, you know, I mean, I look at kind of a similar situation. I'll look it up during the break because I know we're up against it. But, yeah, I guess if you have any reservations about where Nick Foles goes.
I do not,
you don't,
to be honest
but the
with
listener
you.
Might.
Yeah, we'll throw that out there. I mean, because I know people don't like to trade a guy in the division. You know, especially Nick Foles, because could he come back and sting you? Anyone could come back and sting you. Any quarterback that the Skins have, just because it's Nick Foles, especially with the Washington Redskins, to me, they're a team in purgatory. They're not going up. They're not necessarily going down. They have a vanilla coach. Don't concern me a little bit. They don't concern me a little bit. And I'm not even concerned that much if he went to the Giants. Yeah, you're playing him twice a year. I get all that. And, okay, he's a good quarterback. There are a lot of good quarterbacks out there. There are a lot of subpar quarterbacks out there. To me, it doesn't bother me. There's a reason you're giving them up. You got your quarterback in place. Hopefully, you can get something for him, and you move on. And you move on.
And then, I guess the other question of the callers would be, like, what do you think you can get for him? Because, I mean, me and you are on the same side of this. It's a one.
I think they can get a one.
I mean, you look at worst quarterbacks and what they've got. I mean, Matt Cassel got a second-round pick.
Incredible.
Ryan Mallett got a third. Ryan Mallett, folks, got a third-round pick.
Tells you
he
something.
Didn't win the big game.
No.
Last time I checked.
Super Bowl MVP.
I got to Google it during the break, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't Super Bowl MVP. Ryan Mallett was not. Neither was Sam Bradford. So I'm looking at it like Howie's got to get a first.
Sam got a one and a four. Sam Bradford.
It's incredible.
Incredible. All right, we got to take a break. Joe Stasiak in the house with Pat Egan till 7 o'clock tonight. We're talking Eagles. We're talking Sixers. Talking Nick Foles. We're talking Super Bowl 53. Do you have any reservations about where Nick Foles could be going to? Do you have a problem with him being traded in the division? What do you think you can acquire for Nick Foles? 610-632-0975. 97.5, the Fanatic. Coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, what a rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5, the Fanatic.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 2219, see associate for details.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best.
And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
If you make one winning pick for the big game, make it the Pick of Lily Inn in Chemung, New Jersey. Bring home their world-famous wings and home-style favorites and give your guests something to cheer for. Right now, get 10 wings, 10 tails, and 10 ears for just $35. Order now and pick up fresh on game day. Call 609-268-2066. Make the right pick when it comes to your spread for the big game and order takeout from the one, the only, the original Pick of Lily Inn, Route 206 in Chemung, New Jersey.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to williamhill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
If you love savings, come to JCPenney. Stock up on your favorite jeans with $19.99 select Arizona denim for him or her. And this Friday and Saturday only, take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or rewards members, what about diamond studs, pendant, or ring for $25? Get these amazing deals before they're gone. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers and coupon valid 2-1 through 2-2. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Diamond studs, pendant, and ring are 1/10 carat total rate each and excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or 2 single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
7 out of 10 parents in Pennsylvania don't secure their adult beverages. And that could open the door for a curious child to try them. Even if your alcohol is kept safely, is that the case at the friend's house hosting the sleepover? Find out what you need to know. Start the conversation to keep your child safe from underage drinking. Visit knowwhennohow.org. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board.
Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. Joe Stazak and Pat Egan in the house till 7 o'clock tonight. D-line up at that point. Sixers at Sacramento tonight. Looking to go 6-2 during this grueling 12-game stretch. Big win over the Warriors the other night after being down at the half by 7. But we're talking Nick Foles right now. Who else? As the Super Bowl MVP has about 29 more hours to enjoy being a champion, although you are a champion for life once you're a champion. So they can't take it away from him, nor can anyone take away our championship that we have enjoyed the past year. But being the reigning champion, that's coming to an end tomorrow. And Nick Foles, if you haven't heard by now, it looks like the Eagles are going to pick up the $20 million option, and that puts the ball in Nick Foles' court. To buy himself some freedom. He's got to pay back $2 million of his signing bonus, and then the Eagles, I hope, will franchise tag him at that point, because I do believe, and Pat's with me on this, that they could probably acquire a first-round pick for Nick Foles, and that would be tremendous if they could do that, start to replenish the cupboard a little bit. I believe they have 10 picks in next year's draft, and but they got to make the most of them. You know, first-round picks means nothing if you miss.
Where does the conversation start? If you're Howie,
number one.
I mean, Howie's not going to make the first call. He didn't do it with Sam Bradford's trade. He waited for the Vikings to call him, so he's going to wait for them to call him, which is a smart move. But you know, let's say the Redskins call up. What's your counter? They offer an awful deal. What's your counter?
Well, I don't know what the deal that they're offering is.
It's just a low ball.
I start
offer.
With a one.
So, no, I'm starting with 2-1s.
Okay.
I'm starting with that, okay. Because you'll settle, yeah. You'll settle you're at least 1-1.
Right.
One, one.
Okay.
But I'm looking at it like if Sam Bradford got you a 1 and a 4, and I look at Alex Smith getting, you know, the Chiefs a second and a starting cornerback, yeah, I need a 1 and then some. Because in all honesty, if I get a 1, I'll be happy, but I'm going to be sitting there going, you couldn't have gotten more for the Super Bowl MVP?
Sure.
For a guy who did it again? You couldn't have gotten more for that guy? I kind of question that a little bit. So I have faith, too, that Howie Rosen will get it done. I mean, you know, I laughed at the report that came out earlier this week about they were going to let him walk, because I'm thinking to myself, that's a choice. Howie Roseman is arguably the best cap GM in the NFL. That is his bread and butter, is the cap. Maneuvering the cap, finding you, you know, extra money here, extra money there. And if they can't make the cap work to get him franchise tagged or pick up the option or whatever, that is a choice. They're letting him walk. It's not just you when you're Howie Roseman is your GM, you cannot use the excuse of, well, we're cap strapped. Because Howie Roseman should be able to find you cash.
That's his strength.
His other strength though is he's a really, really good GM when it comes to trades.
I think he is.
And he loves doing them. He loves making moves. Combine both of that, you're looking at a situation where they're probably gonna end up franchise tagging him. I'd be shocked if Nick Foles decides, yeah, all right, I'll come back. I'll pick up that $20 million option when he knows that he could probably get $25 million, or if he hits the market, he probably could get more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that conversation for me, starting with at least 2. Now, I'd settle on 1 and then some, but at least 2. But
you'd settle on a 1 and a 2?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I would too. Totally.
Absolutely.
That would be.
And look, I mean, you're looking at a quarterback that, and I said this earlier on the show, a GM can sell to the fan base. He, you know, if the Eagles didn't have a quarterback in this city, you know, if we didn't have Carson Wentz, if we were still stuck with Sam Bradford, prime example, right? And, you know, we were going to cut him. And the Eagles make a move, and they end up trading a 1 and a 2 for a 29-year-old Super Bowl MVP who had, you know, beaten Tom Brady in the big game. Next year, he comes off the bench. He gets his team back in the playoffs. Yes, there would be a contingent of fans that wouldn't like that deal. There'd also be a lot of fans that would love that deal and would say, finally, we have our starting quarterback. And I think that's how you sell it to a fan base, is you just point out, this guy beat Tom Brady on the biggest stage. We know he can do it for one team. Why can't he do it again? And when you factor all that in, you know, yeah, okay, it's worth giving up a first and then some. But I would have no reservations whatsoever about trading him anywhere. And I know some fans are going to be like, don't trade him there.
That's ridiculous. Get the best deal you can for the Eagles.
Yep.
Whatever that is, whoever that is, that's what you do. What's best for the football team. Patrick in New Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
All right, man.
Hey, quick question. So I'm certainly not concerned about Foles going somewhere in the division. Not scared about playing him. So what if... you know, whether the team pays him the $20 or $25 to keep him, all these teams know we have an ace in the hole in Carson. What if they don't offer but a third round pick for Foles, because they know we have to take it or we're going to just keep his salary? It's going to hurt us elsewhere. What is that even a possibility?
I don't think so, because there'll be a ton of teams out there that are, I mean, when I say a ton, I mean more than three, who will want his services. So I don't think it's a situation where teams will sit there and kind of wait the Eagles out, because they're going to be worried that they don't end up getting him, you know, and you don't want to be left holding the bag in a situation where you're literally in the NFL, your job is on the line every single day. It's not, unfortunately now, it's, you no longer have a 5-year plan. You have a 1-year plan. And if that 1 year doesn't work out, you know, you lose your job. I mean, and for a prime example of that, Patrick, would be, why did Jay Cutler go to the Miami Dolphins? I mean, did Miami's front office really think that Jay Cutler was going to win them a Super Bowl? No, but yeah, they looked at it like, okay, well, if we go, you know, a 2-14 season, we can't go to the ownership and say, well, we didn't have a quarterback and we should keep our jobs. There's a good chance that they'll fire everybody. So, you know, they go, okay, we'll pay Jay Cutler $10 million to kind of keep us a little bit relevant, and hopefully we'll all keep our jobs and come back again. So I don't think they have a chance to really just wait it out and go, all right, well, take our offer. Now, if it's one team and one team only that's bidding for him, well, yeah, that's a different story. But you figure there'll be more than one team that wants Nick Foles.
Hopefully.
What's the Super Bowl moment that you remember? What's the best memory for you?
Ah, man, I was at home watching the bowl with my dad, and when Brandon Graham got that strip sack, unbelievable, man. Yeah, unbelievable.
That was tremendous.
I feel like that's going to be a real, put a Twitter poll out there. I'll do that during the break.
Can you do that? I don't know.
You have no idea.
I don't know how to do that.
you don't even know what Twitter is.
I tweet about every 35 days.
Are you a guy that, like, you'll tweet, like, thank yous to people, but you won't include their handles? So just be like, hey, man, thanks for listening, and, like, there'll be no handle.
No, I'll use their handle. I do that. But, right, of course, it goes out to everybody, because I don't really know how to direct message.
How old are you?
I am 52.
All right, so what's, like, the one thing of technology that you do not get?
That I don't get?
Yeah. I'm 29. I don't get Snapchat. I don't see the reason for Snapchat. Okay, you can't steal mine, man. Right. There's got to be something else.
Well,
or you have trouble adapting with.
I can do Instagram. I'm hell at Facebook.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No, that's good. Snapchat's,
I mean,
not
Facebook's made for your generation now.
I'm not a YouTuber. Yeah, again, I hate to steal your thing, but Snapchat is something I don't get.
You can't steal my
thing. Sorry. I'll think of something in the break.
Yeah, I bet you will.
I'll think of something in the break. Because there are a lot of things out there I don't get. Believe it or not.
Shoes.
Believe it or not.
You don't get shoes. Come in here barefoot every time.
I do. You know, Doug Peterson, 2 days ago, turned 51 years old. 51 years. Younger than me.
Sean McVay's about 20 years younger than me. Yeah, it makes me feel like crap when they keep highlighting Sean McVay's age.
How about that? 33. Like, you know what I was doing at 33?
Huge disappointment.
Not coaching a football team.
What were you doing at 33, Stacey?
I was running and gunning down the shore still on weekends, playing volleyball and chasing it. That's bad. I was basically
not getting it, chasing it, but not getting it.
Exactly. I didn't say I was getting it. I was chasing it.
And then Sean McVay's out there being a leader of men. It makes you feel like crap, man. They'll sit there and, like, I'll be watching Real Sports and, like, my homeless chic wear, you know, my sweatpants and hoodie that I've had for 10 years. And he's like, oh, he's 31 years old. And I'm like, Jesus, I haven't done a damn thing.
I haven't done anything.
I am such a disappointment. Call my dad and my mom up. Like, I'm sorry, guys. All I did was a cure.
I have to apologize.
A bunch of just student loan debt. That's all I've done. That's my claim to fame right now, student loan debt.
I do love it. By the way, before we go to break, I got to give a shout out. When I go home tonight, there are going to be about upwards of 5 to 10 young men in my house running amok. It is my son Ryan's 14th birthday, having a big old sleepover tonight. So that's what I have to look forward to. Happy birthday, Ryan, and your crew. I know they're going out to 14. Dinner right now. How about that, huh?
That was a good year.
My daughter just turned 13. 14
was a good year.
Was it a good year?
Yeah, it was a good year. Yeah, I just graduated from St. Martin Tours on the Boulevard.
Okay.
So I got out of that prison. And that's why it was a good year. Yeah, I got out.
You got out. You got free.
I got sprung. I got paroled. And then it just, you know, high school started. 14 was fun.
Rest is history. I can't remember what I was doing at 14. Probably something stupid.
You can't remember what you were doing an hour ago.
Yeah, you're right. I can't.
610-632-0975.
He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stazak. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. Stick around, folks.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Simmons out of jam. Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
Sixers, Kings, tonight at 10 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Oh, what we got coming up? Big game. Love the big game. And Parks Casino, your championship game headquarters, is the spot. Gear up for the game, the big one, with an open-to-the-public big game watch party. I will be there starting at 4:30 p.m. to hang out with you. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about who we think we're going to win. Some prop action. Also, oh, the headliner, special guest appearance by legend Brian Westbrook, B. West. That's right. Your one-stop shop for everything football is Parks Casino. Place your bets at Parks' new sportsbook, then head to Liberty Bell Gastropub and the brand new Beer Garden to watch the game on three giant screens. Get there early, free admission, food and drink specials all day. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Street Road exit off of I-95 or PA Turnpike. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, sis, what you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, I don't know, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you love savings, come to JCPenney. Stock up on your favorite jeans with $19.99 select Arizona denim for him or her. And this Friday and Saturday only, take an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Or rewards members, what about diamond studs, pendant, or ring for $25? Get these amazing deals before they're gone. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers and coupon valid 21-22. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Diamond studs, pendant, and ring are 1/10 carat total rating. Each and excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
It's Macy's Super Weekend Sale. Use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 25% off. Plus, the big home sale only happens twice a year, and it's going on now with incredible specials like 60% off Charter Club Damask sheets and bedding. Take an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, hot beverage makers, and more. And don't pass up this super buy. The Radley 86-inch sofa is just $599. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Kohler Katoon faucet for just $89. It's available in a stylish brushed nickel finish, and you'll only find it at the Home Depot, Kohler's number one retailer. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is the thing
queen of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. And these shining glossy got me feeling glossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My shining clean body is a thing of beauty. My shining
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Tune in for General Knowledge Wednesday this week on the Mike Missinelli Show. Test your knowledge for a chance to win autographed Eagles merchandise from our friends at Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Peanut Chews, a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're still here, as Tom Brady would say. He's getting ready for Super Bowl 53.
When did he say that?
What's that?
When did he say that?
He had this pep rally.
Oh, God, he's so annoying.
It was awkward.
So, we're still here.
He led the
I am the baddest mother ever on the planet.
It was awkward. He started a chant. We're still here. We're still here. It was awkward.
Because when I think, you know, bad you-know-whats, I think guys wearing Ugg boots.
He always.
I mean... Am I right? We all know that Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse is wearing Ugg boots.
I have Ugg boots.
Of course you do.
Of course.
Yeah. You don't want to know what I think of you.
I saw Brady wear them, so I said, you know what?
Of course. Yeah. If you want to be a winner, you buy Ugg boots.
My man crush.
Obviously. He's so annoying.
It was awkward. You don't like Brady. That's
Brady.
Right. We talked about this the other
Brady.
Day. Yeah, you're not a big fan.
Absolutely cannot stand Brady.
Why? Again?
A big reason is it's just I find it annoying when guys have everything. You know, you shouldn't be that athletically amazing and that good looking. It's just, it's annoying. I'll say it. All right. I know a lot of guys don't want to say it. It is. It's annoying. Because you go, dude, you got the supermodel wife. You're the greatest of all time. But also, he is just annoying. The $199 t-shirt.
Oh, God.
He tries to portray this, like, macho guy, and it fails miserably. You know, because you're not macho when you're wearing Ugg boots. Just own that. You know, you don't have to be like the rough and tough guy. You know, you can be a great quarterback and be, you know, Joe Namath, you know, wearing the fur coats and all that and get manicures. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But he tries to portray this like, you know, I'm always angry, I'm tough, you don't want to mess with me. Like, stop, dude. Like, you would get absolutely blitzed in a fight.
Not by me, but by somebody bigger than me. Oh, he totally would.
I know you're a huge fan of him.
I'm a big fan. But he does some awkward things.
I said this last week. I have no interest whatsoever in watching him hoist his sixth Lombardi.
He's got his team believing they're big time underdogs. He's got everyone trying to buy into that.
Because if you're on that team, you're going to have to believe him. You don't have a choice,
mm-hmm.
or you're gone. It's like LeBron, you know. Oh, well, LeBron doesn't like pizza? Okay, guess what? I don't like pizza anymore either.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, that's Tom Brady. I mean,
you saw the whole thing
with his ridiculous trainer about mm-hmm. how guys all of a sudden started training with his trainer. Why do you think they did that? They want to be in the good graces of Tom.
Mm-hmm.
That's his company. I can't wait till he's gone. And I don't want to hear like, oh, you know, of course people say that now, and then when he's gone, you're like, man, I missed him. No, I'm not going to miss Tom Brady.
He's the greatest of all time.
And I won't miss him.
Okay.
I can't stand him.
I'm not rooting for him tomorrow.
Him and Belichick. I can't stand Belichick either. The guy just never looks like he enjoys anything.
He doesn't look like he enjoys it. We're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Los Angeles.
It's good. Yeah, good voice.
What's the next question? we're on to Los Angeles. He's miserable.
He is a miserable curmudgeon. George in New York City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, George?
What's going on, boys?
How are you, man?
I'm a Villanova guy, so Philly is always in my heart.
My man.
New York born kid. But let me tell you something. I want to see the Phils go out and sign Harper so that everybody else, you know, will get signed, especially Machado, because I don't want to see him playing in the Bronx. And if Klentak doesn't sign Harper, then Klentak should be fired. Put Gillick back in, because that was the only guy who won anything in Philly. You know, I'm a Gillick guy. I pushed for him to get that job. And have Eddie Wade, a.k.a. Zippy the Chimp, pushed out of town.
I like Dead Wade.
He built a team.
I like Deadweight. He couldn't trade for anything, but I like Deadweight.
He built a core of that team.
George, like, the good news is Manny Machado is not going to the Bronx unless he takes a massive, massive, massive pay cut. He's not going to the Bronx. He wanted to go to the Bronx.
You're right.
He screwed that up royally by meeting with the Yankees, I think, December 19th. They wanted to offer him a contract. He said, no, I'm not accepting offers right now. That's one of the reasons that baseball is terrible. It's because it's a month after free agency started, and this guy's saying, no, I'm good. I'm not going to accept offers right now. The frustrating thing about the whole Philly situation is they're going to get one of these guys, but the waiting game is getting absurd. And, you know, we're sitting here, like, the Padres are getting involved. I mean, come on, the Padres haven't been relevant.
Yeah, how about the Padres?
The Padres haven't been relevant in 10-plus years. I mean, they're like the forgotten franchise. So they'll end up getting one of them, but who do you prefer? Do you prefer Harper or Machado?
I'd say Harper.
I like Machado.
I think I'd go Machado.
I like Machado. Yeah. I mean, Harper brings an intensity,
solidifies
though.
Your, yeah, he does bring
an
intensity.
He brings an intensity that Machado doesn't bring. George, real quick, I mean, I'm guessing you're an Eagles fan, right?
No, I grew up a Miami Dolphins fan. My mother's family's from Miami. First game I ever went to was a Dolphins game with my grandfather at the old Orange Bowl.
All right, well, you're a Dolphins fan. How would you feel about trading for Nick Foles?
I would love that. Even if we have to sacrifice the future... With so many draft picks, I don't care because we don't have anything there. I can't stand Tannehill and that wife of his who's got talents for feet.
She's gorgeous.
This girl's got huge.
Yeah, I'll deal with those feet, George.
I can deal with those feet.
I'll deal with those feet. She's gorgeous. I remember looking at, like, Hard Knocks when he was on. I go, Jesus.
Remember that? Absolutely. That's what I remember about Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is going to surprise people. I have a face for radio. So... I'm not one to sit here and go, no, girl.
No, you don't.
No, girl, you got like 13 size feet. Like, no, I'm good. I'll put some socks on those bad boys.
But nice understand. To be a quarterback. Nice to be a quarterback.
I understand it. Well, when you're an NFL player, it's just nice to be an NFL player. Mm-hmm. Because in that same season, I remember Jake Long's wife. I went, yeah, she's in it for love. Sure she is. But, I mean, he said it. We talked about the Phillies with the Padres getting involved, and I said they're a forgotten franchise. The Miami Dolphins are similar. I mean, that team hasn't been relevant in, since, what, the Wildcat for one year?
Yeah.
And before that, Marino was the quarterback. So they desperately need a spark. They need a guy like Nick Foles to come in and, you know, give that fan base some hope because Ryan Tannehill was a disaster. You know, he was basically a better version of Blake Bortles.
That's exactly right. I agree.
And, you know, they need a spark for that. And there's a lot of guys like George out there who are big Miami Dolphins fans because they grew up in the 70s with those legendary Dolphins teams. And they haven't had anything to cheer about in years. And the ownership knows that.
It's been forever.
You know, I mean, Florida is tough to sell to fan bases anyway because of just the weather and people seemingly do not care about sports down there. But it's really tough to sell tickets when your team hasn't been relevant, and they haven't. So you heard George. He said he was willing to give up the future for Nick Foles. And it's interesting. Thank God, actually, that he wasn't an Eagles fan. We were going to ask him about a Super Bowl memory. But it's interesting to get another fan's take from a team that does need a quarterback because we're sitting here going, oh, it's easy. You know, trade a first-round pick and then some, and we should be able to get him. But I talked about it earlier, selling it to the fan base, and you heard George... who hasn't had a quarterback since Dan Marino, he's like, yeah, I'm all in. All in on that. So, it's interesting.
All right. Well, we've got to take another break. One more hour. This show has flown by. Having a great time with you, my friend. We're talking Super Bowl. We're talking Nick Foles. And your favorite Super Bowl memory as the year of being a champion is coming to an unceremonious close about 10 o'clock tomorrow night. The torch will be passed, unfortunately, but let's look back. And we want to know your favorite Super Bowl memory from last year.
6-1-0. I'm sorry, I do have the poll up.
Oh, you do?
Okay. About what was your favorite moment in the game itself. The options were the strip sack, Ertz touchdown, Philly special, or the final play of the game. So that's up there. You can follow it up at @Pat_Egan on Twitter and cast your vote, and I'll give the update when we come back.
Awesome. All right. We'll be back soon. Final hour to go. 97.5 The Fanatic. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasek. Also, Adam Schefter just came out with an article regarding the Nick Foles situation, and I'll explain what he had to say on the other side. Joe Stasek and Pat Egan until 7 o'clock.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for Brian Westbrook.
They had to play better, but he has to do better at helping them.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, guys, the stage is set. New England versus L.A. Winner takes all, and even if your team isn't in the big game on Sunday, you could still get a big win. That's because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering new users 53-1 odds on either team to win the big game. That's right, 53-1 odds on either team when you sign up. That means you can win $265 with a max bet of just $5. And as you know, and I know, with these two teams, anything could happen. But I said it last week, and I'm sticking to it. I'm taking Tom Brady and New England to win it all this year. But Goff and LA will put up a good fight. Don't forget, you can get 53-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $5 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's so easy. Just go to FanDuel.com/NJ and use promo code Natalie to get your exclusive odds. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and my code Natalie. Offer limited to first 25,000 users. Must be users first. Online wager. Pre-game moneyline bets only $5 max. Bonus issued as site credit. 21 plus. Physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Kohler Katoon faucet for just $89. It's available in a stylish brushed nickel finish, and you'll only find it at the Home Depot, Kohler's number one retailer. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, hallelujah. What are you going to do with all that glorious extra cash? A new drone? No, it'll end up in a tree. Here's a better plan. Try Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month. All on America's best 4G LTE network. Plus, save up to $200 on a Samsung Galaxy S9 with in-store activation. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
See terms at straighttalk.com.
You football fanatics are our people. You've got a feeling in your heart and the stats in your head. With the playoffs set and the season on the line, now's the time to place a bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Download the William Hill app or go to williamhill.com and get in on the action today. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
One.
We are back. 601 here, 97.5, The Fanatic. I mentioned on the previous side, Adam Schefter just came out with a report, and this may not be big news, but this was in the wake of the Ian Rappaport report that the Eagles will pick up the $20 million option on Nick Foles, putting the ball in his court. Adam Schefter says, and this was just a few minutes ago, that the Eagles are expected to use their franchise tag this offseason on quarterback Nick Foles in an effort to try to trade him. According to sources on other NFL teams who have been in touch with Philadelphia. Now, the Eagles refused to specify their plans for Foles, but being that other teams have already inquired on Foles' price, it is expected to be, wait for it, Pat, a third-round pick.
Yeah, I bet.
A third-round pick.
Uh-huh. I believe he's hearing that, but I think he's hearing that from other teams.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I mean, of course, look, if he's talking to the GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars and says, what would you give up for Nick Foles? You think the GM's going to be like, oh, I'd give up a first and a second?
Not.
No. So, I mean, I think it'll be very interesting to hear what he actually gets. I remember with Sam Bradford, when they picked up that option, they signed with a two-year deal. I remember saying, they'll end up getting a first-round pick for him. I mean, they traded a second. So a third-round pick? Tyrod Taylor went for a third-round pick.
I know.
Ryan Mallett, I said it earlier, Ryan friggin' Mallett went for a third-round pick. The Super Bowl MVP is going to go for a third-round pick?
Ridiculous.
Are you drunk, Schefter?
Ridiculous.
Like, come on. Okay. Stop.
Yeah.
Third-round pick, stop. I bet.
Exactly. Also, looking for your favorite Super Bowl story as we wind down the hours of being a Super Bowl champion, because a new one will be crowned tomorrow night around 10 o'clock. Rams and Patriots Super Bowl 53. Let's go back out to the phone lines. LaRue in Levittown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, LaRue?
Hey, guys. It's a funny story. It was Super Bowl. I don't remember which one. But I'm at my girlfriend's house. I'm like laying on the bed watching it. And halftime comes on. And halftime goes on like forever. And I fell asleep. And then I woke up, the game was over. I said to my girlfriend, the game, who won the game? She goes, I don't know.
What do you mean she doesn't know? How does she not know? What was she doing? What was she watching? Please tell me you're not still dating this person.
This is the worst story ever.
No, I had the television under control, but I fell asleep. I don't know what she was doing, the dishes or something.
So the dishes. For 2 hours she's doing the dishes. How many dishes did you have? I'm calling Cordell and Cordell immediately.
You fell asleep.
She should have woke me up.
Oh, my God.
All right, first of all, why did you fall asleep?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
You know.
Were you drunk?
Maybe a little bit. But not like overly drunk.
LaRue, you know? This is a disturbing story, LaRue.
Yeah, I know.
That bad of a halftime performance.
That's your
either.
Super Bowl memory? You mean lack thereof?
Well, Michael Jackson was good.
That's bad, man.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
LaRue, appreciate the phone call, man. That's the worst story I've ever heard. You fall asleep.
I mean, I fall asleep
for 10 minutes and miss a series.
And part of the blame is on LaRue, obviously, for falling asleep. I don't know how you fall asleep in that situation. He's not the only Eagles fan to fall asleep or, like, black out during that situation. But if I had woken up and I look at my girlfriend or my wife and I say, what happened? And she doesn't immediately give me the score.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling Michelle Ferreri, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. From the good folks at Cordell and Cordell, because that is ridiculous. You cannot. No,
that's grounds for divorce.
She's doing the dishes.
Grounds for divorce.
For 2 hours, she was doing the dishes.
It's an unbelievable.
Must have been an unbelievable pile of dishes.
Oh.
That's ridiculous. On both sides, there's both to blame.
A lot of blame to go around there. Dave and Jameson, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling in, man.
I really hope that guy was just trolling. I hope that was a fake story.
He sounded legit.
Ridiculous.
That's the worst story I've ever heard.
Hey, real quick, Pat, you know, I've been listening to you since you were doing the radio show over at Newman University. So it's really cool to hear you on the radio now.
Oh, my God. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, my buddy went to Connor Doherty with you, and we used to AOL instant message our questions to you. It was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
those are the days. AOL instant messenger. That was the only way we could contact you was AOL instant messenger.
Incredible.
I appreciate it, man.
But in any case, the reason I was calling in is about Nick Foles. You guys are talking about, are you worried about where he get traded? And personally, I'm okay with it. Redskins, Giants, whoever wants him, because at this point, he's one of us. He's a family, and it'd be kind of cool to see him twice a year, and I think we do have the game plan to be able to stop whatever it is he's good at. So I'm really not too worried about it. Same way when McNabb was traded to Washington, didn't really bother me much because McNabb was washed up anyway. But, yeah, I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah, David, I appreciate it. Pat, you and I agree on this. I don't care where it goes, to be honest, as long as the Eagles get the best deal possible. The best deal possible. Whether that's a first and a second, even if they land a couple seconds, I think they deserve to get a first for them. But, you know, we shall see. We'll see what the market bears. Mel in West Philly are 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mel?
What's going on, fellas? Great show.
Thanks, pal. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to call in about this Nick Foles topic and Super Bowl memory. I'm a big fan of Nick Foles, but I understand the Eagles have to keep Carson Wentz. I'm actually a Dolphins fan living in Philly, and you guys put it right on the head. The Dolphins been a crap franchise for my whole life. I'm 30 years old, and, you know, our glory days haven't been since Marino, so I wouldn't want to see Nick Foles go to a franchise where 2 years from now we're going to be talking about him like when he left the Rams and when he left Kansas City.
Wait, say that one more time. What's your concern, Mel?
No, I'm saying, like, I don't want to send Nick Foles to Miami because you guys hit it on the head. They're a crack franchise, and they'll be going 6-10, 7-9 for the next 3 years. They just need to rebuild like how the Eagles did once they got Doug Peterson. Just tear it all down and build it back up. And I don't think Nick Foles need to go to a franchise like that. He need to go to a franchise that's a quarterback away, like Jacksonville. You know,
so you want to see him? You want to see him be put in a good position?
Yeah,
I. Selfishly, as an Eagles fan, I don't want to see him be put in a good position. I mean, because that's another team I got to worry about. Whereas you look, I think you're right. If you put him in Miami, I think he makes a difference. I don't think he makes the difference.
Exactly.
But look, if you put him in New York with the Giants, I mean, I think we all look at that team and say, man, with a quarterback, they could have made some noise.
They could have been legit.
And you even heard Odell Beckham Jr. coming out and kind of like talking some smack on Eli.
Oh, big time smack.
You didn't hear that before. So you know, definitely the players in the locker room are questioning. And if Nick Foles were to get traded to the Giants, you know, if there's one team that I do worry about him getting traded to, it would be the Giants because of that one player away thing, to Mel's point. But yeah, I mean, Jacksonville would be an interesting team because they do need a quarterback.
I think they like Flacco a little better.
Why?
I don't know. You have to ask Tom Coughlin.
I don't have his number.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
You got a pretty big Rolodex, too.
Yeah, I don't have his
Coughlin's
number.
Coughlin's not in there. Okay.
No, he doesn't have time for me, unfortunately. No, but I mean, it's... as an Eagles fan, as much of a jerk statement as this is, I'd rather have him go to an awful team than a team that the Eagles might have to see later on in the playoffs.
So you could be concerned about him then.
Concerned in the sense of not about him, about just him making a team an elite contender.
Okay.
And I think when you look at the Giants, like legitimately, if they were one competent quarterback away, you're looking at a problem.
No, I agree.
And Eli wasn't that last year.
I wouldn't want to see that either. Colin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Colin?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, man.
All right, yeah. I just want to clear up an issue that a lot of people seem to have with trading Nick Foles to the Giants. I have that same issue. And I would rather see him go to the Buccaneers or somewhere like that where he's got a lot of weapons. It might be interesting for him. But not in our division. I'm not okay with seeing Nigel Bradham smack up Nick Foles or anything like that. But I just wanted to share about my Super Bowl memory.
Shoot.
Yeah, I was at somewhere in Pennsylvania watching that game, and I was drinking then, and it was going really good, and then it wasn't going so good, and these guys that were around the room were like, why are they running the ball? Talking about the Eagles running the ball. And I was like, well, so they can set up the play action and get Nick Foles going, you know? All these people were like really fair weather fans that I was sitting there watching with.
That's the worst.
With, and it was really obviously horrible to sit there and take that for the whole game.
That is the worst. When you have to watch an actual meaningful game with fans, with fans that like have not paid attention at all and don't know the sport.
It's awful.
But we'll then sit there and talk like they do know the sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. It's just like, get me out of this room.
Dating pain. And I had to keep going up for beers and everything. And I was like getting to the point where I wanted to leave. But then I saw that the Patriots scored again. And I was like, no, we got to see this. And so when I saw it, it was the best moment in my Philadelphia Eagles fandom life, and I was so glad that I stayed, being the only one who knew what he was talking about in that room.
Colin, I had a
similar thing happen in college. We went to my buddy's dorm in Drexel to watch the Phillies clinch the NL East for the first time.
Yeah.
And we're surrounded by a bunch of Jagaloons that have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Like, none. I have no idea what team Jimmy Moyer played for before.
But they act like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and that's what drives me nuts. And I turned to my buddy, who ended up being the best man at my wedding, who's a diehard fan. We watched a ton of those games together, went to a ton of those games. And I was like, dude, we got to get out of here. Like, I'm not watching it with Benny.
Can't deal.
You know, who, like, doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And Stevie, who, like, has no idea that Ryan Howard, first-round pick. And I'm like, Ryan Howard's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, check yourself.
It's brutal.
And that's just the worst. That's why the Super Bowl party, we haven't had a lot of opportunities, but when your team is in the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl party is so important of who you're choosing to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, with this Super Bowl coming up, I don't care if the fans are fair weather, they know what they're talking about or not, because I don't care about the
game.
Doesn't
matter.
But when you care about the game, it's strategic for me of who I'm watching the game with. Because I don't want to get annoyed with people.
It's totally key. You know, I totally agree. Hey, on the Comcast Business Hotline right now, as promised, a big, big fan of the show, big good friend of the program, Stephen Callis. How are you, my friend?
All good, Joe. Great to be with you.
You too, pal. Well, we got some breaking news before the show began, right before the show, and I don't think anyone didn't expect it, but the Eagles pick up Nick Foles, or they're going to pick up, according to reports by Ian Rappaport, Nick Foles' $20 million option. Then it gives Nick Foles the option to buy it out, and then the Eagles will probably franchise him, as Adam Schefter just reported. What do you think the Birds, because Adam Schefter says maybe a third-round pick. I think that's ridiculously low, considering Jimmy Garoppolo went for two, Matt Cassel went for two about 10 years ago. What do you think the Eagles should be able to get for Nick Foles?
I thought they'd get at least a one.
Yeah.
Maybe a one and a three.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pat Egan is right. You asked for two ones to start. I don't think they'll get them. Although, didn't we hear Rex Ryan say on TV that Nick Foles, they said for Carson Wentz they could get three number ones. I think that's what Rex Ryan said. I read that article too, and I got to say, you know, Pat might be right where maybe they're asking the GM of another team, but it sounds like if you read that article, and you quoted it before, Joe, it sounds like someone's getting a sense, but I can't believe there's no way that Howie Roseman is going to say, okay, we want a two, or okay, we'll just take a three. I think Pat Egan is right. You're asking for two ones, or more likely a one and a two. But I'd be surprised if they don't get a number one for him. Look what this guy has done. It's an open question. Will Carson Wentz play the next 10 years in Philly and do what Nick Foles has done? And you've gone through all the records before, 27-2, MVP of the Super Bowl. Only the fourth quarterback in history to beat the best defense in football back-to-back years in the playoffs. And, you know, the other three are like Montana, Johnny Unitas, and some other all-time quarterback that I forget. So he's done incredible. His resume is incredible. I agree with the general notion. I don't know if he's a 16-game quarterback. He certainly didn't play that well at the beginning of this year. He was 1-1. But I think he's worth at least a one. I'd be surprised if they get anything less than a one. That would be surprising to me.
Steve, you're in New York, and that's a team that could be looking at a quarterback and possibly Nick Foles. Do you think there'd be any interest from the Giants to get into the bidding?
Only if they're going to cut ties with Eli Manning. And the problem there is, you know, when they gave Eli Manning the last contract, I was saying this is like a Lifetime Achievement Award contract. You know, I'm in the... I'm in the Kurt Warner school on Eli Manning. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback without Hall of Fame statistics, because when you look at anything other than those 2 years, it's like a disaster. But I don't think they're going to cut ties. They were under so much pressure, and you saw what happened when they benched him with McAdoo, you know, 2 seasons ago. So I don't know that they go for him. Nick Foles isn't going to come to New York and be like the sub. Unless they give him 5 years, $100 million, which they're not going to do. But I just don't think they're willing to cut ties with Eli Manning. Although you could have cut ties, I agree with what you said, Pat. You put Nick Foles in that offense, and you're handing off to Saquon Barkley, and you're throwing the ball to Odell Beckham. If they get a really good quarterback, and Eli Manning is not a really good quarterback, they're going to be very tough next year. So I think they should trade him out of the division. Wherever you were saying, Tampa Bay or wherever, I wouldn't even want to trade him to Washington, frankly, because this guy can come back and hurt you.
Yeah, he can, and he certainly has the credentials to do so. And he almost took the Eagles, you know, potentially to another Super Bowl this year. And speaking of, the Eagles are champions for about 28 more hours, unfortunately. The clock is running out, but a new champion will be crowned tomorrow, Steve. And, you know, we've talked ad nauseum on our podcast. We've talked on these shows before. Rams and Patriots, Super Bowl 53. The Pats started as a 1-point dog. They're now a 2.5-point favorite. You're 8-2 in the playoffs, man. You're red hot. Keys to this game, and who do you like?
Well, you know, before the season started, I liked the Super Bowl rematch. Not too many people picked that. Obviously, it didn't come true. Before the playoffs, I still liked it once they were in the playoffs. And I'm telling you, as they're going down the field after that missed field goal against the Saints, I'm looking at that going, they already beat the Rams in Los Angeles, so it won't be a big deal to beat them again. I really thought they were going back to the Super Bowl. So since I picked the Pats before the season, again, that's kind of the favorites getting back, but they had a terrible year. And as you know, I liked them against the Chiefs, and I really liked them against the Chargers, only because they were at home. But these guys find a way. Well, you know, this isn't even, if you're going to rank the all-time Patriots teams from the years of Brady, I don't think this team would be in the top 4 or 5. I just, you know, maybe not even in the top 7. They're just not that good, except. And the except they're the Patriots. I think the key to the game is going to be what the defensive line of the Rams does. I think the wild card in the game is Wade Phillips. You know, Wade Phillips a few years ago with Denver, they beat, they had that great defense. They beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Wade Phillips is a guy who can do it and has done it. And C.J. Anderson was on that team running around left end. They couldn't tackle him for that big touchdown. So I think they certainly can win. I see those power rankings say that the Rams have a 52% chance to win the game, which is surprising to me. But I think, look what the Patriots have done in these last two games. The guy hasn't been sacked. I think he's been hit twice.
Three times
in two games.
Yep.
Now, we all agree their front four is better. Their linebackers are not. So you're going to see a lot of these quick passes out to the flat. I'm sure Wade Phillips will try and defend that, but their linebackers are not that good. So I think it's all about, can the Patriots offensive line, which has played well this year and lights out the last two games, can they keep Tom Brady clean? And if they keep Tom Brady clean, I think the Patriots are going to win, and that's who I like. I also think the Patriots, now the Rams were not good against the run in the regular season, but they've been very good in the playoffs.
93 yards in two games they've given up.
Yeah, so that's incredible. So I think you're going to find out pretty early, and I think that the Patriots are going to try and get the ball first. Usually they defer. You know, they took it against the Chargers and ran right down the field like it was 11 against 7, and then somehow Andy Reid, to me, inexplicably deferred. Maybe he didn't watch the Chargers game at the beginning to see who won the toss. And then they went right down the field like it was 11 against 7. I think that's what they want to try and establish. Now, can they do it against the Rams? I think they can. I think Tom Brady's going to be relatively clean. I don't know about sack free. But I just think these guys, they're so mentally tough. And this year, you know what? They're a physical team this year, and usually the Patriots are not a physical team. So I think they're going to try and run the ball. If that doesn't work, maybe they'll start off throwing it right to the backs, because that is the Rams' defense weakness. But I think that's kind of it. And on the other side of the ball, frankly, I think it's Bill Belichick against a third-year quarterback. And even though Goff is good, if they put 8 in the box and try and stop the running game, which, you know, they always say, oh, you're going to take the best thing away from the Rams. Well, what is the best thing that the Rams have? It's not throwing the ball, because they were unbelievable with Cooper Kupp. And we did the numbers on the podcast, Joe, but Cooper Kupp through week, Goff with Cooper Kupp on the field through week 10, 68.4% completion. When he was without Kupp the last 6 weeks, 59.8%. His passer rating was 113. Without Kupp, it was 83. That's a big difference. And that was the fall off in the Rams offense. So I think it's Belichick against the young quarterback. And on the other side of the ball, I think the Patriots are going to try and run it. And if they can't, they're going to try and screen it, which is kind of a replacement, you know, for their running game. So I do like the Patriots minus the points, whatever the points are. But I think, look, they beat Kansas City in Kansas City. So what's a tougher game? Beating Kansas City in Kansas City or this game? I think it's beating Kansas City in Kansas City, even though Kansas City's defense isn't good.
Yeah, and it looks like Steve Spagnuolo might be the Chiefs' hire as their new defensive coordinator.
Spagnuolo in that Super Bowl year with the Giants, he was great. He also had great defensive players.
Yeah, it helps.
Two or three years later, he was the defensive coordinator of the Giants. He was a bum.
Yeah, and the Saints, too. They were all-time terrible defense.
Oftentimes, not that this is surprising, players play. Oftentimes, it's who are your players.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he was great that 1 year and terrible 3 years later.
Right.
It's just, who are you coaching? And Wade Phillips, this is why I'm worried about Wade Phillips. He had a great group with Denver, and he's got a great group with the Rams now. So I do think he's the wild card because he might be able to come up. You know, everyone says, oh, Belichick has seen everything. Tom Brady has seen everything. Wade Phillips has seen everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. Been around forever and won a Super Bowl, like you said, with Denver. We'll see if he can get it done tomorrow. This is the Patriots' fourth trip to the Super Bowl in 5 years. It is the fourth trip to the Super Bowl all time for the Rams. It's, you got your icons versus your upstarts. You know, as disappointing it is that the Eagles aren't in there, it's going to be an interesting game to watch tomorrow. Steve, great job as usual. I appreciate it. And we'll be texting during the game. All right, my friend? Have a nice night.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
You too, Steve. All right, Steve Callison on Comcast Business Hotline. He said some interesting things. We'll talk about more of that on the other side.
I do have more Nick Foles news on the other side.
Awesome. That's a good tease. It's a good tease out of you.
I learned that from, well, not from you, but from another really good radio guy.
He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5. The Fanatic. We're coming right back.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Simmons on a jam! Ben Simmons with a monster throwdown.
Sixers, Kings, tonight at 10 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
February 3rd is this Sunday. Not only is it the biggest football game of the year, it's also the biggest betting day of the year, and you can get in on all the action from the comfort of your own couch with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. In addition to the over-under and the point spread, DraftKings Sportsbook has prop bets too, like the coin toss, who'll score first, all kinds of fun ones. With over 10 million bets placed to date on DraftKings Sportsbook app, it's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey, and this is your last chance to bet on football this season. Don't miss out, and as a special big game bonus, new users will get their first bet matched up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at signup on DraftKings.com or on the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements, only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you.
It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Looking for somewhere to watch the big game this Sunday? Well, Ron Jaworski's golf courses are a super place to catch all the action. At Ron Jaworski's courses, there's 7 Tap and Taverns and Riley's Pub, where there's always a great seat in every direction. Enjoy awesome food and drink specials at all of Ron's golf course locations this weekend for the big game. Go to RonJaworskiGolf.com now and always have a great time at 7 Tap and Riley's. Visit RonJaworskiGolf.com for a location near you.
If you make one winning pick for the big game, make it the Piccalilli Inn in Chemung, New Jersey. Bring home their world-famous wings and home-style favorites and give your guests something to cheer for. Right now, get 10 wings, 10 tails, and 10 ears for just $35. Order now and pick up fresh on game day. Call 609-268-2066. Make the right pick when it comes to your spread for the big game and order takeout from the one, the only, the original Piccalilli Inn, Route 206 in Chemung, New Jersey.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who, moving on.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gathered together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combined for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where 4 generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we are back, 628, actually 629 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. As promised on the previous side, we teased it. Pat Egan has more Nick Foles information. Here you go.
Yeah, so Ian Rappaport follows up with his initial story that they will pick up his $20 million option. And he says, Foles is expected to buy back his freedom for $2 million. The Eagles are strongly considering franchise tagging him to trade him. He'll sign immediately if they do franchise tag him. If Foles doesn't get tagged, Philly just grabs his $2 million, banks it, and a comp pick. Now, initially I go, hold on. They're going to bank $2 million and get a comp pick. What would the comp pick be? Pretty sure it would be like a third round pick. So Adam Schefter's initial report of like all they would get is a third round pick, I think is hogwash. Because why would you take the risk of picking up $25 million on your cap
right
by franchise tagging him to really only get a lateral move and getting a third round pick in the comp pick? So I don't buy Schefter's report. With all due respect to Schefter, he talks to way more people than I know. I get that. But I truly believe he like talked to a GM who doesn't want to up Nick Foles' value, because that makes no sense. You're not going to take that risk. If you just want the third round pick, you're just going to settle and not franchise tag him. But if you're going to pick up his $2 million, $20 million option, why wouldn't you pick up the $25 million franchise tag?
Right.
And if he hits the open market, he's probably going to make more than $25
million mm-hmm.
because that's how coveted quarterbacks are. Look at Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins hasn't won a damn thing. Kirk Cousins can really only beat bad teams. And when you play a really good squad and a really good defense, Kirk Cousins has crumbled. Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed contract. Nick Foles is 29 years old. He's not 34-year-old Joe Flacco.
6-25 against winning teams.
He will cash in if he hits the open market. So I don't think teams that look to trade for him are going to be deterred by a $25 million franchise tag. They're just going to look at it as, all right, we guaranteed it with ourselves 1 year, and then we'll talk about an extension. So I don't understand the logic of, let's just go for a comp pick, and I don't understand Adam Schefter's report of, yeah, the price on him will be a third-round pick.
Ridiculous.
I mean, A.J. Thiele went for a second-round pick.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I got to give a guy a credit on that, because that got tweeted to me. But, you know, it reminded me of, like, yeah, A.J. Thiele. Now, granted, that was the hope. He was a younger quarterback. But when A.J. Thiele goes for a second-round pick, and we mentioned some of the other ones that went, you know, Matt Cassel after one good year went for
Jimmy G went for a second, and
a player. I mean, it's just that makes absolutely no sense. And that was Andrew Buffenmeyer who tweeted that in. Yeah, it makes no sense. Quarterback is the biggest commodity in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor, third-round pick. So what Adam Schefter's telling me is last year, after winning the Super Bowl and becoming the MVP, the Browns offered a second-round pick. A year later, after
getting them
back in the playoffs and beating some really good teams, he's only going to get a third-round pick?
His
value decreased?
It's through the roof.
If that's the case, I just throw my hands up because I don't know anything.
It should be through the roof. What he's done, 7-1 in must-win games and Super Bowl MVP. I mean, you can't make it up. Quite a resume for one young Nick Foles. He's actually 30 years old. I said he was 29 earlier in the show.
Well, he turned 30 this year.
Yes.
He was born in 89.
Recently, 89, my God.
Well, I was born in 89.
I had graduated college then. Anyway.
It's not my fault.
In 88.
I didn't choose when you were born.
Yeah.
Where'd you graduate from? Because you like to come in here with Miami stuff and Michigan stuff and Sparty stuff. And
I'm a Nova guy.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Disgusting.
You know? The value of a Villanova diploma plummeted as soon as it hit my hands.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as it hit my hands.
I know. I can't believe that they get their recruiting class to do.
Can you believe
if they knew? If recruits knew? I mean, for a while, you were a marketing tool. When they couldn't win a game, you were a marketing tool.
Exactly.
And just to let you know, Joe Stazak did graduate from these very halls that you're walking here now. Joe who? Joe Stanzak. Joe Sestak?
I get Joe
Sestak. The governor?
Exactly. I used to get him all the time. He's Matt Egan. I'm Joe Stazak. 610-632-0975. Also, as we wind down the hours left to call ourselves champions, your favorite Super Bowl memory from last year. What is it? Maybe Scotty in Barrington will have the answer. What's up, Scotty? You're on 97.5
The
Fanatic.
Hey, Brother Pat, I know some things about Brother Joe, but I ain't going to say them on the air right now. But
keep that for the next time I see you.
Hey, Brother Joe, what's going on? I didn't know you were there. What's up?
What's up, Scotty? How you doing, man?
Good, always good. You're only talking to you, Brother Joe. Don't start laughing. I get my boy Big Steve, my bodyguard.
Yes, that's right. Tell Steve I said hello.
I definitely will. Fellas, I'm always enjoy talking to you. Real quick with the Sixers, with the little football talk. You know who else is a thief who's gotten paid? Sam Bradford. I still understand.
No one has been a bigger thief in the history of the NFL than Sam Bradford.
Oh my God! I mean, you gotta get something. At least you gotta get better than a third round for Nick. Look at Sam Bradford.
Got a 1 and a 4 for him.
But anyway, off of that, I just hate to see Nick go. But the Sixers, there's a guy that they mentioned named Dwayne Dedman from the Atlanta Hawks. Either one of you guys know anything about him, know he's a backup center.
I'd take him in a heartbeat. I mean, he's going to give me more than Amir Johnson right now, that's for sure. And they need a backup big in the worst way. Because
I think I would give more than Amir Johnson.
Yeah, you would. I mean, but with the Sixers, you know, you need a guy to take the load off of Joel Embiid. I worry absolutely that you're giving him too many minutes, and when it comes time for the playoffs, he's going to be a little worn down.
Now, you were mentioning my man from the Dallas Mavericks. I was just looking at his highlights. Matt Wesley Matthews.
Yeah, he just got traded. He just got traded to the Knicks in that Porzingis deal, along with DeAndre Jordan. Not DeAndre Jordan. He plays football. I would hop all over him, too, man. I would hop all over both of them. If they get bought out in the veteran buyout period, I would hop all over both those guys.
Okay, thanks for the answer. I hate to talk about the Phillies, and I do have a memorable moment with the Super Bowl. No disrespect to them, but I know I saw a report came out. Coach Kapler know, Pollard, he knew about it. You think that's making two of those free agents maybe not, like, stay, maybe be hesitant of coming here?
Because of the story that broke?
Yeah. I mean, I know it broke. They've been doing this before the story broke, but do you think they maybe had an inside source on Coach Kaepernick? Because I'm quite sure both free agents, you know, checked up on Coach Kaepernick. You think there might be a reason why?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think. Okay. I think in baseball, you know, and I've made this joke before in the air, but if Kuwait offers you the most money, you're going to play in Kuwait. I mean, it's just, it's okay. Money talks in that sport. And eventually these two guys will sign for whoever gives them the most money. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate story that came out for sure. And you hate reading that stuff because it's just a scuzzy thing to do. But I don't think it's going to matter at the end of the day.
Okay, thanks for the answer.
Super Bowl memory?
Man, besides being interviewed by Vernon Odom, when Tom Brady, they tried that Philly special, and he dropped it.
He dropped the ball. That's a good one.
I saw that heavyset dude coaching the Lions now, whatever his name
is.
Matt Patricia.
When I read his lips, I knew we had him. He was like, But that's my most memorable moment. When the great so-called GOAT dropped the football. Guys, predicted my call, Brother Joe. You know, we'll link up at Fanatic Fan Fest.
You Peace know it, Scotty. Appreciate it, man.
I thought I had it. I thought it was in my hand. I can't believe I dropped it. Giselle said, I can't catch and throw the ball at the same time. I wanted to prove her wrong.
You are just killing him. You are killing Brady. Charles in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
The Big Dog and Pat Egan. What a combination, guys.
Hey, babe. How you doing, Charles, man?
Guys, you guys are tremendous. And Pat, let me say this. And I said it on a show that wasn't yours. I hope you're going to bring that show back with you and Tyler on this next
Me too,
coming
man.
Year.
We had so much
Did
fun
Did you
doing
catch
that.
It, Charles? Did you catch it?
It was. I caught it a few times, Joe, and it was tremendous. I mean, it was one back in the day that did something like that, but this show beat it all. I love the emotion. That's what I love. I love the emotion
from
you and Tyler, Pat.
It really was a good show.
I appreciate it, Charles.
A couple quick things. One, Adam Schefter's a plugged-in insider. We all know that. But like a plugged-in insider, he gets fed a lot of phony information, fake news. If you're going to tell me that Nick Foles, a Super Bowl MVP, is going to garner the same as a Ryan Mount, nah. That's not happening. I believe we'll get a number one pick and maybe even more for Nick Foles. To me, guys, I want to trade him out of the conference. I don't want him coming back to haunt us. I think this guy is a really good quarterback. I don't want to see him on the Giants or Redskins. So to me, Howie, your goal is get him to an AFC team. I don't care if it's the Jaguars. I don't care if it's the Dolphins. Get him out of the conference. Now, I'm going to give you my Super Bowl memory at the end. But first, about the Sixers, too. I do the Drew Holiday thing. I wouldn't even think about it. Because, guys, you know I'm a homer, and I admit that. I'm an ultimate homer. But the fact of the matter is, I know the Sixers can win the title with this team right now. It was great beating Golden State the other night. It was tremendous. I mean, I loved it. But they're not going to even get out of the East. They have to have one or two more players. They need another shooter or big guy to back up Embiid, and they need another impact player. So if I can do that deal, even if I have to include Landry Shamet, and I'm a Landry Shamet fan, I think he's played great for us. To me, I do it because the Sixers, to me, need at least another player to get out of the East. And I think they need two players to be able to compete for the championship. Now, my Super Bowl memory, a lot of people might overlook this, but to me, the only time I had doubt the Eagles could lose that game when they fell behind 33-32. To me, the play of the game was the 4th-and-2 from
Yes, to Ertz.
That's the best memory because I knew after that play, they were going down and scoring, and I knew they were winning the game after that. So to me, that's my Super Bowl.
You know, and what was so big about that play, Charles, was the fact that he had a guy right in his face and he's backpedaling. He did it on his back foot and he still delivered that ball.
That was 4th down, right?
Yeah, it was fourth and two.
That's the ball game if they don't
complete
that.
4th and 2, it was a key moment. And I agree, Charles, when they completed that, it was like, all right, they're going to score here. I was a wreck.
Right. He was well covered. And the fact is, Foles made a great play to get it off because he had a guy rushing him right in his face. And to me, a lot of people will forget that play, but to me, that's the play that won the Super Bowl.
Charles, that's a great call, bud. Thank you. That's a great call by Charles. He's right. And that was so clutch.
So big. I rewatched that, and I'm just amazed at the presence of Nick Foles to deliver that ball. Because as I said, he's on his back foot. He's got a guy right in front of him. It's only 2 yards away, but it's not an easy throw to make. It really isn't.
He's clutch, man.
He is. Say what you will about him.
He's got that clutch gene. Yes, he does. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stasak here till 7 o'clock tonight. The great D. Lynam takes over at that time till 10 o'clock, and then Sixers at Sacramento. Heard right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're coming right back.
97.5. The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons into Joe. Two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/2/19. See associate for details.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you learn what the problem is so you can fix it the first time. And the best part is, it'll do it for free, helping you save time and money down the road. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Well, guys, the stage is set. New England versus LA. Winner takes all. And even if your team isn't in the big game on Sunday, you can still get a big win. That's because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering new users 53-1 odds on either team to win the big game. That's right, 53-1 odds on either team when you sign up. That means you could win $265 with a max bet of just $5. And as you know, and I know, with these two teams, anything could happen. But I said it last week. I'm sticking to it. Got to take Tom Brady in New England to win it all again this year. But Goff and LA, they're going to put up a good fight. Don't forget, you can get 53-1 odds on either team to win when you place a $5 moneyline bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's so easy. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ and use promo code Jason to get your exclusive odds. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and my code Jason. Limited to first 25,000 users. Must be user's first online wager. Pre-game moneyline bets only. $5 max. Bonus issued as site credit. 21 plus. Physically present in New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and you want to get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear? So here's my advice. Go to Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point, whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple, timeless diamond pendant. Jewelry from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
JL Fried Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it. They deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Tune in for General Knowledge Wednesday this week on the Mike Missinelli Show. Test your knowledge for a chance to win autographed Eagles merchandise from our friends at Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Peanut Chews, a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We are back, 646 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Don't forget, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. We put people first. PeopleFirstLawyers.com. He's Pat Egan. I'm Joe Stazak. The great D-Lineham comes up next, 7 to 10. Sixers at Sacramento afterwards. 5-2 during this grueling 12-game stretch. Flyers won their seventh in a row today, beating Edmonton 5-4 in overtime. Connor McDavid did have a goal, 74th point of the year, 30th goal. He's unbelievable to watch. Flyers could certainly use a foundation guy like Connor McDavid. Nick Foles.
Yeah, you know the problem with Connor McDavid is nobody knows who he is. Did you see the video of the NFL players at Media Day being asked who Connor McDavid was?
No.
They gave the players three options. They said hockey player, prime minister, or award-winning actor.
Why? There were so many. Why did they pull out Connor McDavid?
Because he's the best hockey player in the world.
And no one's heard of him.
And you know, the Edmonton Oilers are like, they tweet out like, oh, this is great. I'm like, that's the problem with the NHL. You guys think this is good.
It's not embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
This is your problem. But you know, the NHL just buries their head in the sand and is like, oh, we're good. We don't have a marketing problem. Well, your greatest star, nobody knows who he is.
He's a
and there were so
too.
Many players too who said he's a prime minister, and then they're like, no, he's not. And they're like, oh, he's an award-winning actor. Like, hockey was dead last on their list. And the one guy who got it right, they said, what team does he play for? And he had no idea.
That's a crime.
That's a huge problem.
That's a crime.
And the least surprising thing in the world, too. Huge problem, not surprising at all.
He's so good, too.
So good.
Fast. Did you see the goal he scored today? Just
yeah,
ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. And he skates through five guys.
He's unbelievable.
That speed with the puck.
Unbelievable.
I was telling Tyler Zuli about this really quick because I still play hockey, and they'll always be like, you'll be playing guys that like you're like, man, this guy needs to move up to a different league. Like, he's too good for the league we're playing, and like, he's dominating us. To think of a human being that is that way in the best league in the world is crazy to me. And it's not just, I'm not talking Tom Brady, like when you're skating that well past guys that are professional hockey players and he's able to do what he does, it's unbelievable to watch. Like, he's not fair.
It's not fair.
He's a cheat code. It's insane.
He won the fastest skater again, no surprise, at the skills competition last week. He's unbelievable. Flyers could certainly use a guy like him. Someone could use a guy like Nick Foles. We've been talking about Nick Foles. And also your favorite Super Bowl moment, Charles, from the Northeast, brought up a good one that I had kind of forgotten about. The 4th-and-2 play to Zach Ertz on the final drive that culminated in a Zach Ertz touchdown to give the Eagles the lead. Your favorite Super Bowl moment as we wind down our reign as Super Bowl champions, ending tomorrow at around 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Super Bowl 53. What do you think Eagles should get for Nick Foles? I think this Adam Schefter report is somewhat ridiculous. A third-round pick. We've gone over much lesser players who've gotten second-round picks for them, have yielded higher market value than apparently Nick Foles is, according to Adam Schefter. I don't buy it at all. I think Nick Foles is at least worth a first-round pick. Plus, Sam Bradford got a 1 and a 4. Matt Castle got a 2. A.J. Feely got a 2. It's ridiculous.
The list goes on.
The list goes
just,
on.
Of just
Jimmy
average quarterbacks.
Two.
I mean, Charlie Whitehurst got a 3.
Charlie Whitehurst got a 3.
And Adam Schefter has the audacity to get up in my timeline and say that the Super Bowl MVP is only going to command a 3? I call hogwash, sir.
Hogwash. Poppycock.
Absolutely. That's
poppycock.
Ridiculous.
Greg in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Gregory?
Hey, how you doing? I would have guessed MMA fighter before he gave me the 3 choices.
He does sound more like an MMA fighter.
Anyway, I think the Eagles should go out and go after the teams that need a quarterback most and just actively shop for a second at least and say, look, we're both going to lose. We're going to have to franchise them, and you're going to not get them. you know, and just try to work something out ahead of time. And I don't know if usually the team, you know, which team goes after the other team, whether the team that wants to get the person or the person that wants to trade, but I would really go out and shop them actively.
Yeah, I mean, they've already gotten calls, apparently, on Nick Foles, you know, multiple calls, and I think that's just going to grow and grow as, you know, the days go on. And
yeah, you figure his value only went up.
Only went up.
And the interception on that last play against the Saints wasn't his fault. He played a really good game. You look at Nick Foles, and there's going to be some GM out there that's going to go, the Eagles would have been in a better spot in the playoffs had he been playing the entire season. There's going to be, now whether you believe that or not, there'll be some GM who's going to convince himself that Nick Foles is the missing piece. But I keep harping on the job security thing in the NFL. There isn't a lot of job security in the NFL, especially when you're a losing GM. And if you're a losing GM who might be on his last strike, Nick Foles is a really enticing piece to come in and just settle that ship.
Stabilize things.
Yep.
Absolutely. Greg, favorite Super Bowl moment?
Just can I ask you one question about Nick Foles before I give you my moment?
Go ahead.
Did you notice, or is it my imagination, he really seemed to revert to this really high lofting pass. And I noticed that he's not a very good windy weather kind of quarterback. Did you see that, or is that just my observation?
You referring to anything specifically?
Well, the last game, he threw a bunch of passes where he really lobbed it up there. And now I know, of course, Alshon Jeffries, you know, that was to him, but to other people as well.
Yeah.
And he throws a really soft pass. I mean, I don't think, I would not want him in a place like Buffalo. I'd want him in an indoor
stadium. In a windy city. Yeah, you know who actually brought that up was Michael Kendricks on Hard Knocks. Said that Nick Foles, when they were playing the Eagles and Kendricks got up there to kind of give the defense an idea of what they were facing, he says Nick Foles, it's not like a bullet, really. It's really a teardrop pass that goes up and comes right down. So, Greg, you're dead on with your evaluation that is how he throws a deep ball. It comes right down, and you're right to that extent. He probably would struggle in a windy place.
Yeah, my favorite Super Bowl, well, it's true. My favorite one when I felt like we had it in the bag was obviously to me, the strip sack, and obviously for pure enjoyment, the Philly special. So, but the strip sack is when I go, wow, I really felt at that moment we were going to win.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Great memories. Appreciate it, Greg.
The Philly special was just such a, the best way. I mean, it's such a ballsy call.
This is ballsy.
I mean, you
and Nick
you
Foles
call
called
that.
It, by the way. Yeah. I know Peterson gets credit, but Nick Foles called
Peterson
that.
Well, Peterson gets credit for having the faith in his player to not go, you know, in the heat of the moment, the player might have an idea. You might be amped up on adrenaline. But for Peterson to go, no, yeah, we're good. Yeah, go ahead, run that. And I, you know, when there were so many fans out there who bashed the Doug Peterson hires, I came on with a different approach of, hey, I thought Chip Kelly was going to work out, so let me just give this guy a little bit of time. But I said, he's a former player, so he's gonna be able to adjust to the players and be able to know what they're going through and how they think. And I think in that situation, it was a perfect example of that. If you had a guy like Andy Reid in there, if you had even a Bill Belichick in there, I don't know if they're agreeing to go with that call.
Mm-hmm.
But Doug Peterson has confidence in his guys because he's been in that moment before. He's been a quarterback who had an idea of a play and he was turned down by the coach. And he knows how frustrating that is. So when his quarterback comes from on 4th-and-2 and says, yeah, let's go Philly, all right, sounds good. Let's do it. And I love that about him.
They got statues of them outside of the stadium because of that play. Hey, buddy, we got 20 seconds left. Give us your Super Bowl pick again.
I like the Patriots. I will go Patriots 32, Rams 24.
I got Rams 37-34 over the Pats, Super Bowl champions of Super Bowl 53. Appreciate everyone for calling, tweeting the show, and Steve Callis for giving us a few minutes of his time. Pat Egan, I enjoyed it immensely. Josh Rabick behind the glass. I'm back on tomorrow, 12-3. But for right now, have a great night, folks, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911.
go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.